back here to Exira as we're getting ready for eight-man football action here tonight. The crowd's so electric, it took the electricity right out of the place. We got things back up and going once again, and they reset the scoreboard to put a little more time on the clock there for these two teams to get ready, but it's going to be here shortly, so we need to get right into our pregame coverage here for you. It's a 9-0 Exira EHK Spartan team, head coach Tom Peterson, and the Lennox Tigers are 6-3, head coach Alan Duke. Just heard from both of those coaches, and both these teams have a little bit different styles, and that's what makes this game interesting tonight.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of ground game from Exira EHK, and for good reason. They have three pretty good ones back there in the backfield, and so they've got the two Peppers boys, Nick and Drew. Drew, the quarterback, and Trey Sanders. Trey with over 1,000 yards rushing this year. Drew has over 800, and Nick over 700. They know how to run the football.
Yeah. It's a pretty good three-headed monster they have in the backfield, and they've got some guys that have a lot of experience up front leading the charge for them as well along that line.
Yeah, 53 touchdowns just rushing just out of those three guys. So, yeah, it's not just due to their abilities. They're very talented, but they have a very senior-laden line in front of them that can make them go.
And for the Tigers, they are kind of led by Mason Peterson. You just heard Coach Duke say, as Mason Peterson goes, our team goes. So he'll be the key tonight offensively.
And not a huge kid, 5'10", 145-pounder, but a senior, smart guy. Watched him here warm up a little earlier, throws a nice ball. He has the ability to throw the ball with authority when he needs to. He can also drop it into spots when he needs to. And he very well will probably need to here tonight against a swarming defense by Exira EHK. They really floated the ball well.
They do, and we'll get right into looking here at these two teams here for as we take a look at their starting lineups for the Lennox Tigers, the road squad. Up front, they'll have Jesus Granados, the number 70, a 6'1", 270-pound junior in the middle at the center spot. Two guards are number 52, Dalton Kinder, a 6'1", 220-pound senior, and Todd Stokes, a 6'2", 190-pound junior, number 59 there. On the end, number 8, Grant Christensen, a 5'10", 155-pound senior, and Caleb Lang, a 6'3", 165-pound sophomore. He is number 4. In the backfield, number 9, Mason Peterson, 5'10", 145-pound, and a senior, the quarterback that we just talked about. Number 3, Dustin Gordon, a 5'9", 155-pound junior, is your fullback, and the tailback, number 25, Dustin Rao, a 5'7", 140-pound sophomore. That's your starting lineup offensively for the Tigers.
Well, and we mentioned Mason Peterson, their leading passer. Of course, he's the quarterback. He's thrown 20 touchdown passes, 6 interceptions. He's also their leading rusher with over 550 yards on the season. And it's kind of like Dusty's place in the backfield there tonight for Lennox. They got Dustin Gordon and Dustin Rao out of the backfield. So all due respect there to Ryan Asplund. But Dusty's place there in the backfield.
Yeah, free look for him tonight. And the talented quarterback also does the kicking and the punting duties for them as well. We'll also see some action from Hugo Montiel at the tailback spot and Spencer Brown at a guard spot here tonight as well for the Tigers. Now, when the Spartans are on offense, this is how they'll send up their starting lineup. In the center, at the center spot, it's Brady Drees, number 79, a 6'2", 300-pound senior. Also, other seniors along the line, number 54, Cody Jens, a 5'11", 200-pounder, and number 52, Beck Benton, a 5'10", 180-pounder. They're the two guards. Your ends are 67, Joe Harris, 5'9", 190-pounds, and a junior. Number 62, Cody Haas, a 5'9", 200-pound senior. On the other end, in the backfield, you'll see Drew Peppers, number 14, 5'11", 170-pounds, and a sophomore, your quarterback. And also the two tailbacks are number 34, Nick Peppers, a 6-foot, 185-pound junior, and Trey Sander, a 5'11", 190-pound junior. That's your starting lineup for the Spartan offense tonight.
Yeah, and we already kind of detailed what they'll do. They like to run. When they do throw, Drew Peppers and Nick Peppers like to hook up. Nick's got 14 balls for 3 touchdowns, 293 yards, the leading receiver on the season. I suppose just like they used to do it in the backyard, although I would guess the older brother would have been on the throwing end more so than the younger brother, but not the way it works out here in high school. So, yeah, it should be kind of a fun night here tonight with these two ball clubs.
Punting duties will be taken care of for the Spartans by Drew Peppers, and Zach Cleefoot does the kicking for them as well here tonight. He's number 53. You'll see some action from number 8, Tabor Anderson, and number 22, Tate Simpson, as well as some wideout spots here tonight. And also, of course, the Spartans head coach Tom Peterson. They're 9-0. This is an eight-man football contest here in the first round of the playoffs. It's the top seed out of District 7, who is the Spartans. They are undefeated on the year and won that District 7 crown. So they're the top place team there, facing up against the fourth-place team out of District 8 here in eight-man football. That's Lennox. They had a chance to jockey that around at the end of the year, but lost their last game to Fremont Mills. So they come in at 6-3 there at that four spot. The winner of tonight's game will move on to play either Fremont Mills or Coon Rapids Bear. They're playing tonight down in Tabor, the home field of the Fremont Mills Knights. And we're just getting ready here now for the coin toss here for these two teams as the Spartans head out there, and Tigers as well with their captains. The Spartans here tonight will be in their home maroon tops with the white and black lettering and trim and the black pants and then the black helmets with the Spartan logo. For the Tigers, they're in their road white tops with the black pants, and then they have the black and gold lettering and trim, the black helmets, and the Lynx logo there on the side of the helmet in yellow. So the coin toss being wrapped up here now, and it's going to be the Spartans. Winning the toss, they're going to defer to the second half, so they'll have their choice later on. So the Tigers are going to take the football here to start the ball game. They'll be going from left to right here as we start the contest and getting ready to receive this football here this evening. Great night for football here in Exira, and the crowd's filling in nicely here. We should have a good crowd on hand for a good game between two good teams, and this is the time of year where you don't hold you really don't hold anything back, because you just got to keep going. You got to win that game to get moved on to the next round.
That's right, Brent. Hey, let's take a look at the weather conditions here tonight, too, because they can be a little tricky here this evening. Weather will probably be a bit of a factor here tonight. There's a chance of some rainfall later on as the evening goes along. Probably a better chance after we're finished, hopefully, tonight, as we sit on the roof of the booth here at the press box area here in Exira. But it's a little bit foggy out here, and the wind will be a factor, too. The wind is blowing straight up and down the field. Lennox will be going directly into it to start the football game tonight, and it'll be a kind of a tough breeze to work in through. So it's picked up quite a bit as we get closer to game time. Yeah, you got that fog mixed in with that smoke rolling off the grill as well. I don't know which is which, but either way, it's a little bit hazy out there on the field. Ready to put a boot into it, and we're ready for football. The kick is on the way. It's in the air. It's into the end zone, and that's going to be a touchback to start off the ball game. Nathan Peterson caught it in the end zone, but the Tigers will start at the 15-yard line here to get going here tonight. Remember, it is eight-man football, so you have the shortened field. The 40-yard line is the mid-stripe, and they bring it out to the 15 on those touchbacks. Spartans play a base 3-3 set with three down linemen, anchored by Brady Drees, the big 300-pounder at that nose guard spot, and Nick Peppers, the middle linebacker, helps to lead them defensively, along with Trey Sander and Joe Harris on the outside. Cody Jens, Cody Haas are the two ends, and the deep backs are Tabor Anderson, Drew Peppers. Again, as I said, a swarming defense they all love to hit.
They really do fly to the football well, and part of their success this season. They're going to turn and pitch it here on first down for the Tigers. They try to get to the outside. Good job recovery on the outside there that time by Joe Harris as he came around and grabbed the ball carrier from the backside here. Just a couple-yard gain on the play as they pitch it out there on the outside.
You know, you and I had several of these kids in youth football down in Atlantic. Joe Harris was a kid I was lucky enough to have, too. And he's changed his game. He's trimmed down a little bit. He was a lineman back then.
Now they'll turn and pitch it the other way this time for the Tigers. Try to get a block off the end. They try to cut it up the middle. It's Rao on the carry once again. And he's going to pick up just a couple more as he gets out just shy of the 20-yard line at the 19. That'll bring up a third down and 6 yards to go now here for the Tigers.
Third and six is more like about third and 10 against the swarming Exira EHK defense. We keep talking and hearing about how Mason Peterson, how good a thrower he is. Well, we may very well find out here.
To be the down that you're likely to see it, and they'll come out here lined up in that same I formation. A tight line here this time for the Tigers. They're going to turn. They're going to fake a handoff, run the option. Late pitch, and it's behind the ball carrier. It's out on the ground, and it's going to be covered up by the Tigers over on that far sideline. They lose yards all the way back to about the 8-yard line as Rao covers it up. But a late decision there by Peterson to try to pitch, and it was well behind Rao, the ball carrier.
He pitched it just as he got hit, and he comes up a little bit gimpy as he kind of limps a little bit back toward the huddle. And that pitch was well behind the pitch man over there on that far side. They were lucky not to have turned that over.
Three very similar plays, and the Spartans are able to sniff it out and force the Tigers into a punting situation, three and out here on their opening drive. It's a high snap caught in the end zone, and Peterson puts a boot into it. Going to be taken here near the midfield stripe here by the Spartans, and they're going to break a couple of tackles headed down the left side. They get past the 20-yard line. Tabor Anderson on the return, and the Spartans are going to have great field position already in the red zone here inside the 20.
19 yards on the kick return, all the way down inside the 20 to the 19-yard line, and that's going to be great field position with the breeze at their backs here for the Spartans.
Now we'll line things up here for the Spartans as they bring out that offense with the Drew Peppers at quarterback, Nick Peppers, Trey Sander in the backfield, and a great experience lined up front. They're going to turn, hand it off. It's going to be Trey Sander fighting through the hole. Gets hit pretty hard after he gets a couple, and he'll be brought down after a gain of about three on the play. It'll be second and seven.
You ever see the way a train just knocks everything out of its way when it rolls down the track? Brady Drees just kind of did that to the defensive line of the Lenox Tigers. He came and snapped that ball at the center spot. He turned to the right side, and he just cleared out that middle. He's a big anchor up front, 6'2", 300 pounds, and the senior got a lot of experience. Here's the shotgun snap. They're going to try to run it up the middle on the draw this time with Drew Peppers, but nowhere to go. Pretty good job pursuing and breaking the gap that time by the Tigers as they fly in there. A bunch of white jerseys in, and on the bottom of the pile is Dustin Gordon, the linebacker, and a whole bunch of other friends came to help him out. Spencer Brown, Todd Stokes, the middle of that defensive line. Grant Christensen also in there on the tackle that time for the Lenox Tigers. Third and long here. Yeah, actually lose a yard on the play. So it'll be third down and eight coming up now here for the Spartans as they try to take advantage of this great starting field position. A shotgun look here again. Peppers going to turn. Now pitch it at the last moment to Nick Peppers. He's got some room on the outside. A stiff arm, but he's not going to get to the first down. Pretty good open field tackle that time by Chase Maines. Drives him out a couple yards shy of the first down marker.
Chase Maines, all 635 pounds of him. He's a little whip of a guy, but he was able to pretty much one-hand tackle him and bring Peppers down with the momentum over there. That was a tough tackle.
Fourth down, and we'll call it about 3 yards to go now here for the Spartans. They need to get just inside the 10-yard line to pick up a first down, and they're going to go for it here on fourth. They're going to line up in a shotgun, look, 2 men in the backfield, and they try to draw Lennox offsides, and they do. They're kind of waiting around, taking a long time to get that snap count going, and a couple of defenders, they were able to draw offside. Todd Stokes gets whistled for the penalty, and now the Spartans will get to move the chains here for free.
We are outdoors here tonight, our broadcast position on the roof, so if you hear that wind whistling through our headsets every now and again, it sounds like that through the ear holes on the helmets tonight, too.
It sure does. It's starting to pick up a little bit here tonight, and we'll see how the Spartans handle their newfound fortune here with this first down. They're going to line up in an eye look. They're going to turn, hit it off to Sander, have some running room, step side to tackle. A flag comes out. He's into the end zone for the touchdown. We'll see what the flag is. It came from the backside. The head official threw it from the backside. We might have a holding call that may bring this back.
Yeah, from where that flag came from the referee, of course, he's going straight over to Mason Peterson to have a visit with him, too. So it's going to come back the other direction.
And now it is going to be a holding call. So it'll bring back the Spartans as they try to get things going here on this opening drive, and they're going to be right back where they started. They were at the 19-yard line when this drive started because they had a nice punt return that got them deep into a Tiger territory. Now they're back there. It's going to be first and goal, though, from the 19. So we'll line things up now here with 2 men in the backfield in the shotgun look here for Peppers. He's got Nick right next to him. They're going to fake the handoff. Trey Sander came in motion, then they hand it off to Nick Peppers, and he tries the left side, picks up a few yards, gets down to the 16 before he's brought down there on the play.
Grant Christensen in on the tackle that time. Quick update for you. Grizzled out to a 6-0 lead over Woodward Academy. Not quite 3 minutes gone in the first quarter of that football game tonight.
So second down and goal coming up here for the Spartans. The holding penalty brought them back to the 19. Now they're down to the 16-yard line. They're going to turn, now run the option, and they're hanging on to it. That pretty good pursuit inside that time by the Tigers, and Drew Peppers gets brought down, flying off in that time with Grant Christensen to break up that play, and he played it very well.
Boy, he really did. Drew Peppers was a little confused that time. He wanted to make the pitch and then decided maybe not to, and then kind of looked to again. You can't have that many options in that short of time, and that was a good job by Christensen to cover it all.
So he lost yards back to the 19 again. So back to square one for the Spartans, and it's third and goal. Trying to get things going here on their first offensive possession. Shotgun look here again. It's both the Peppers boys in the backfield. They're dropping back. Drew looking to throw over the middle, and a little bit of a tough pass. He was looking over the middle. There was two guys there, but also in the area was Hugo Montiel, and he almost got a hand on that one, but it falls incomplete.
Man, playing center field back there, too, with Mason Peterson, Tabor Anderson, along with Trey Sander out of the backfield. We're kind of crossing over in that near area, and the ball kind of cut them both in half. And, yeah, lucky that one hit the turf.
So fourth down coming up now here for the Spartans as they line it up once again right about the 19-yard line. And actually they're going to bring out the kicking unit. Zach Cleafoot's going to get a chance here to try to boot one in. The snap is good. The hold is down, and the kick is going to come up short. Didn't have enough energy on that one to get it to the sticks. The hold was at about the 29-yard line, so you had about a 39-yard kick there for Cleafoot, and he just couldn't get enough on that one to try to get it home. So now the Tigers will take over here on the turnover on down.
Yeah, I'm sure he's disappointed in that one. He was booming him in that direction with the wind at his back before the ball game, and you thought he'd had enough leg with that one. I think he just mishit that one a little bit, but opportunity lost there for the Spartans.
So now first and down and 10 here for the Lenox Tigers as they'll come out
and bring their offense on the field once again. It was a three and out the first time for them. And they're going to line things up here in the I formation look for Mason Peterson. Peterson, a long count, going to turn, pitch it out left side. It's a high pitch, but caught there by Rao. Lucky to hang on to the football as he got clobbered after he caught it. Brought down on that far side. Once again, flying in there was Joe Harris to help make a tackle. A couple of other maroon jerseys in on the tackle as well.
Well, Wes Marshall's off to a quick start. The opening play of the night, a 61-yard touchdown run by Duncan Furch, gives them a 7-0 lead over Red Oak tonight.
So the first down play got nowhere here for Lennox, and they're going to go with the second down and 10. Another tough pitch that time, and so far Peterson's had some dangerous ones, and that one they were looking to keep as well. They're going to turn and roll this time. It's going to be a keeper this time by Dustin Gordon took the snap that time. They say the ball came out late, and the Spartans are signaling they have it, and now the officials do as well. Ball came out late as he got hit, and on the bottom of the pile, the Spartans come up with the football, and they'll have it now, first down and 10 at the 12-yard line. That was a late fumble in the pile.
I think it was Joe Harris who got down on the football there. A nice effort there by the Spartans to take it away as Dustin Gordon got flipped head over tea kettle there.
Yeah, Gordon was the man that took the snap that time up under center, and then they just rolled him out and tried the left side, but yeah, he got hit hard, and the ball pops loose. Spartans take advantage now and see if they can put some points on the board as they get it right back here. And now they're going to turn, and they're going to run straight away. A big hole down the left side. Drew Peppers has room, and he's going to walk into the end zone on the left-hand side. Good blocking up front by the Spartans, and they get it in there that time from 13 yards out. The touchdown run by Drew Peppers, and the Spartans strike first.
Yep, take advantage of the turnovers, and they did right there in the very first play, taking it in on a 13-yard run here to the left side. Nice identification as Peppers took off with a man in front leading blocking, and there was nobody out there to stop him.
Drew Peppers on the 13-yard touchdown run. Now the extra point on the way here by Zach Cleafoot, and he's able to knock that through. So it's now 7-0 here. Spartans here with an early lead over the Lennox Tigers. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
Are you having trouble with your vehicle? Time for an oil change? Need an alignment? Some new tires? With winter on its way, do you need a new battery? Antifreeze? Scent Repair just east of Lyman offers general automotive repair, computer diagnostics, and custom exhausts. Plus, they sell, balance, and rotate tires. Scent Repair is ASE certified, and they are a Napa Auto Care Center. So for all of your automotive repair needs, call Scent Repair just east of Lyman at 712-778-4330.
And welcome back now here to Exira as we'll get ready for the kickoff now here. The Spartans just took advantage of a Lennox turnover. Lennox with the fumble, and then Drew Peppers ran it in from 13 yards out on the next play. The extra point was good by Zach Cleafoot. Now we're at 7-0, Exira EHK on top of Lennox. Kickoff by Cleafoot's going to be a deep one into the end zone. Hits one of the pylons in the back of the end zone. That'll be a touchback out to the 15-yard line.
Yeah, nice target practice there. Got another score update for you. Griswold has jumped out now to a 12-0 early advantage over Woodward Academy about halfway through the first quarter in that football game tonight down in Griswold.
6:46 left to go here in the first quarter in this one. Eight-man football round, first round action. 7-0, Spartans lead it here. And Lennox back out there. They've had a three and out and then a turnover on their first two offensive possessions. First down play now here for Lennox. They'll line up in an I formation set. And here's the snap. They're going to turn and hand it off straight up the middle. And it's going to be just a short game. Good job flying in there that time. Brady Drees gets in to make the tackle that time for the Spartans. Just a short run. That one, Hugo Montiel on the carry.
Took us a while to find a number for the ball carrier because he was swallowed up by that solar eclipse they call Brady Drees. He just swallowed him up that time. Another update for you is Duncan Furch already having a big game tonight for West Marshall. 35-yard touchdown run on a punt return, 14-0. They lead Red Oak.
I formation sack now here for Lennox. They're going to drop back looking to throw. It's just Dustin Gordon. He's going to get sacked in the backfield. They come off in there that time and get him knocked down as it's Joe Harris making the sack that time in the play for the Spartans. And it's going to be a loss back to the 9-yard line. You mentioned earlier that Mason Peterson looked a little hobbly. Well, he hasn't come back on for a while. He's still over on the sideline shaking things out. And Dustin Gordon's been taking the snaps here for the Tigers. And he just met some defenders that time on that play as they came flying in there. No real hope for Dustin Gordon to escape that pressure. I formation look here. It's a third and long now. Third and about 15. Gordon takes the snap, dropping back, looking to throw again. Has time this time. Throws it deep over the left side of the field, but well out in front of his intended target. I believe he was looking for Caleb Lang, but was well over his head by about 8 yards. It's going to be a fourth down. He'll have to punt.
Class 3A football tonight up in Harlan. It's Carroll with the early lead. They are up 7-0 tonight over the Cyclones.
So 4th and 10 now here for the Tigers. As they'll look to punt this one away. And we'll see here. Bring out somebody different to do the punting duties because Peterson's been out. Here's the boot into it, and it's a good kick. It's going to hit it about midfield. They get away from it. It's going to roll favorably for the Tigers and go out of bounds right at the 30-yard line of the Spartans. So that's where they'll start here on this offensive possession. A little more work to do here this time as they'll have a longer field to go.
Right at a 40-yard punt there. There's a flag down as well.
Caleb Lang did the punting duties that time for the Tigers as Peterson's been a little shook up here early in the game. The officials now talking about the flag that's on the field. It looks like it is going to be against the Spartans.
Personal foul whistle here against the Spartans. Back to that. 5-15.
And that's going to back the 15-yard penalty. So that's going to add on to the end of that kick, and it's going to bring them all the way to the 15-yard line. So it's just like a normal starting touchback, I guess, now here for the Spartans as that penalty moves them back.
Mason Peterson really struggling for Lennox over on the sidelines. He's trying to walk it off. I don't know if he turned an ankle or what he did, but he's really ginger on that right leg.
It's going to be a quick fake handoff up the middle. Now they try to throw it out of the backfield in a throw that was over the top of the head of Nick Peppers. He tried to do the blind turn to go get the football, but it was just thrown to the wrong side of his body, and he couldn't catch up with it. Would have been a big play. He was wide open.
You know, sometimes you think, all right, we've got the wind, we can throw. Not necessarily. That one was hung up in the air, and the wind really pushed that one well over the receiver's head.
So now we'll see the Spartans come out here in a 2nd down and 10. And now we'll have things lined up in an I formation set here for Drew Peppers. Here's the snap, going to turn, hand it off to the deep man, and it's Sander this time trying the right side and not going to get very far. Picks up a couple yards, but a big host of white jerseys inside to bring him down. In the middle of that pile with Spencer Brown, one of the guys up front.
Yeah, 8 white jerseys to be exact. Everybody on the field was clustered in that one pile right there.
So 3rd down and 8 to go now here for the Spartans as they run a couple of fresh faces onto the field. Drew Peppers is going to line things up here, and this time he's going to come out in a shotgun look. And it's an empty backfield. There's 2 wings to each side. And now here's motion from Nick Peppers. They're going to run the option with him here to the near side. It's a late pitch, and it's back behind Peppers. He had to go fall on it, and it's going to be a loss on the play. It'll bring it back to about the 13-yard line. And now that's going to bring up a deep 4th down, so the Spartans are going to have to kick this one away.
Lynn Walton's jumped out to an 18-0 first quarter lead over Cam tonight.
4th down and 12 yards to go now here for the Spartans, and they're ready to boot it away. Drew Pepper standing back near his own goal line. The snap, he dropped it for a moment, picked it back up, got a foot into it. It's a good kick, going to take a nice roll. It's picked up there, though, in the backfield, and trying the left side is Dustin Rao. Flag comes out. He's still breaking tackles down the left side. Tries to run over another defender near the 30, and he's brought down right at about the 31-yard line of the Spartans, but we'll see what the flag is here. It's on this near side of the field right when he caught the football.
Boy, that ball was a good tumbler, and it hit and took a humongous bounce in favor of Exira EHK. It took a short hop, and Rao came up and took a real chance with that, like a shortstop. He tried to catch it on the short hop, and it worked out for him. Unfortunately, all his effort is going to be going for naught. It's going to come all the way back.
Yeah, a block in the back whistled on the return, so it's going to bring it all the way back here for the Tigers. So both teams on their last punt returns making mistakes and moving themselves backwards.
Wes Marshall now has a 21-0 first quarter lead over Red Oak in that contest tonight. I mentioned Glenn Ralston, 18-0 leading Cam this evening. Also, Griswold now is up 19-0 over Woodward Academy tonight.
We'll line things up now, 1st down and 10 here for the Lennox Tigers as they take over now. And once again, it's Dustin Gordon in the shotgun snap look with 2 men in the backfield. He's going to turn, hand it off left side, nowhere to go for Hugo Montiel.
He's wrapped up immediately in the backfield and a big loss of about 5 yards on the play. Nick Peppers flies in there to make the tackle.
Yeah, flies is right. He had everything but a cape on his back. He came in there so fast and wrapped him up just as he got the football. He spun him around and took him down.
Exactly a 5 yard loss. It'll be second down and 15 coming up from the 15-yard line here for Lennox. 3:46 left to go, first quarter. Spartans lead this one 7-0. First round, 8-man football action. Tigers will come out and line things up here once again. And Gordon's going to step up under center, I formation stack behind him. He's going to drop, he's going to roll here left side, keeping himself, lost his footing. He was stumbling the whole way, and he just fell down after he got around the left side. Lost a couple more yards, and they fell right on top of him. Cody Jens and Brady Drees right there to make sure he went down.
Derek Casey's jumped out to a 14-0 lead this evening as the Bombers playing at home tonight as they're facing off against Wayne this evening. So now third down and about 17 yards to go now here for the Lennox Tigers.
Lennox going to line things up in an I formation stack here. They're going to turn. They're going to drop and pitch it here right side. Rao's going to take it around the right side. He's hit hard. Right there at the line of scrimmage, Cody Haas came flying in to lay the big lick on him, and he made sure that momentum was going back the other direction, and it's going to be another loss of a yard or so on the play. Fourth down and nearly 20 yards coming up, and Lennox will have to punt again.
And that was a big lick. Couple of scores for you. Carroll, 14-0 over Harlan now tonight in the first quarter, and Audubon and Logan Magnolia tied at 7 after one quarter.
Here's the shotgun snap here, or the snap here on the punt, and it's going to be a low dribbler this time by Lang. Picked up now by Tabor Anderson. Has some room left side. Makes a big move, but a nice tackle that time by the punter, Caleb Lang, as he did a nice form tackle here on the left side. But it wasn't until after a great return. And it's all the way deep in Lennox territory at the 16-yard line where the Spartans will take over first and 10.
That just heads up football by Tabor Anderson. He had his head up looking, and he saw that he had a seam up this near side. And he took a chance, came up, and made a play on that bouncing football, and quickly scooted up the sideline to pick up about 20 yards on that return.
First and 10 for the Spartan offense as they'll come out and line it up here in a shotgun look. Two men in the backfield here, and they're going to run it right side, and Drew Pepper's trying to find a seam, hopped over a tackler, now cuts it back to the middle, and he's brought down just shy of the goal line. He's hit and brought down about the 2 yard line. The tackle made by Hugo Montiel to save the touchdown.
That's a nice run by Peppers. He got some good blocking over here on this near side to seal it off initially, and was able to turn that upfield and dance a little bit. Picked up some good yards, sets him up now here with the first quarter coming quickly to a close here.
First and goal at the 2 yard line for the Spartans. They lead it 7-0, and 2 minutes left to go here in this first quarter. They're going to line up here in a I formation stack. And now Peppers will turn, hand it off to Nick Peppers straight up the middle. He's got it into the end zone. 2 yard touchdown run by Nick Peppers at the 1:46 mark here in this first quarter. And the Spartans are now on top by a score of 13-0 with the extra point on the way.
Just a lot of weapons out there for Xyra EHK. Every time you think you got something figured out, somebody else takes care of all the damage.
So now they'll line things up here for the extra point. Leafoot ready to kick this one away. And the snap is good. Kick on the way. It's a low one, but it's through. So it's going to be 14-0. Xyra EHK over Lennox. 1:46 left to go, first quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to High School Football on KJN.
Whether your daily activities are business-related or purely social, you need a banking partner that can keep up with your busy lifestyle. That's why Rolling Hills Bank and Trust welcomes you to visit our newest location, the palm of your hand. With mobile banking, customers can now receive text alerts and conduct transactions all from their mobile phone. Stop in any of our 12 locations or visit RollingHillsBank.com to learn more about banking on the go with Rolling Hills Bank and Trust. Check with your service provider about possible message and data rates. Member FDIC.
Rolling Hills Bank and Trust.
And welcome back here to Xyra tonight as the Spartans have taken a 14-0 lead here over the Lennox Tigers here in the first round of 8-man football playoff action. It was a 2-yard touchdown run by Nick Peppers capping off that short drive that started at the 16-yard line. And they're able to put it in. Drew Peppers had a nice run to the two. Then Nick Peppers punched it home. Extra point was good. And now the kickoff is long as well by Cleefoot. He's going to put it out of the end zone. And they touch back to the 15 for the Tigers.
Boy, a score of interest to folks here tonight in Xyra. Coon Rapids Bayard up 7-0 over Fremont Mills after one quarter in that 8-man football game down in Tabor tonight.
Interesting football game. A couple of injuries for the Knights. That could be a
and more interesting than folks may have thought here this evening. Always a few surprises here in the first round. Once you get into the postseason, teams that you just haven't seen all year, and you come up and surprise you. First down play now here for the Tigers. They have not been able to get anything going on offense so far, and they're still without their starting quarterback. Dustin Gordon's going to be up under center again, and he is going to line things up. He's going to turn, fake the pitch, now look to throw it out here in the flat. Has a man out there. The catch is made, and a nice run and a good open field tackle, though, as Drew Peppers comes up to make the tackle as he brings down Grant Christensen after a gain of about 8 yards on the play. It'll be second and two coming up.
Yeah, nice open field tackle and a nice throw there by Gordon, too. He had to get that one up and over the top of the outstretched arms of Trey Sanders. Sanders stopped rushing as soon as he saw the pass was going to be thrown, got up in the air real quick, put his hands up, and couldn't come up with the block. So nice play all the way around there.
Second down and 2 yards to go here for the Tigers. They'll line up in an eye stack this time. And they're going to take the snap, turn, hand it off late to Rao, and he's not going to get the first down. He's brought down short by about a yard as Brady Drees collapsed on him, along with the other end to Cody Jens falling right on top of him.
Boy, Griswold doing a number on Woodward Academy, 26-0. Still with a minute and a half left in the first quarter in that football game tonight. And also Adair Casey's opened up a 21-7 first quarter lead now over Wayne this evening in eight-man football.
So now we'll line things up here in a third down play here for Lennox. Third down in the yard. I formation. Gordon, long count, going to turn, sneak it himself, and he's got the first down, broke through the initial tackle, and the ball came loose. Ball came out. Nick Pepper's got a hand on it and tried to strip it out, and it is going to be Spartan football. He stripped it out of there, and on the bottom of the pile, looks like it's Brady Drees that came up with the football for the Spartans, and they're going to get it right back here on another fumble by the Tigers.
That's just aggressive football there by Xyra EHK. They had him right there, held him up a little bit, and started picking at that ball. And yeah, I think you're right. I think it was Nick Peppers able to yank that thing out of there, and Drees able to fall on it.
So now it'll be a first down and 10 here for the Spartans as they'll take over here. Second fumble of the night here by the Tigers, and Drew Pepper's going to take off on the run himself, breaks one tackle, trying to break another ankle tackle, gets out of it, makes another man miss, cutting back across field here to the left side. A stiff arm to get by another. He's at the 10, and he's wrapped up from behind as he gets down to the 6-yard line as he's brought down finally by Grant Christensen, but a great run for both sides of the field there by Drew Pepper.
Yeah, he stopped, he hopped, he bounced backward, he cut back, he went the other way, he did about everything, and waited for his blockers, too. A very patient run that time as he shook off a couple of potential tacklers.
A couple of players run onto the field here for the Spartans, and Peppers goes to the sideline to get the play, but it's going to be the end of the first quarter here before we get this one off. So 14-0, Xyra EHK leads Lennox here after the first quarter of play. Jim Field will have the call of the second quarter coming up for you here next. You're listening to High School Football on KJA.
When you go to turn the faucet on to make your morning coffee and there's no water there, or you head out to check the cattle and you find there's not water there either, who do you need to have on speed dial? Vice Pump Service in Anita. Vice Pump works on water well pumps. They have gold submersible pumps. They work on deep and shallow wells for pump repair and also pipelines. They offer trenching and backhoe service plus boring and septic systems. So any time of the day when you find yourself without water or low water pressure, you need to have Vice Pump Service of Anita on speed dial. Give them a call, 712-249-1233.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Xyra tonight. The home team with a 14-0 lead as we go to the second quarter. They're knocking on the door again. A couple other scores for you. Griswold, after one quarter, 26-0 over Woodward Academy. It's now 28-0. West Marshall leading Red Oak tonight. And a tough first quarter for Cam, 18-0. Lyndon Ralston with the lead after one quarter in that contest. First down and goal here for the Spartans. They line it up at the Lennox 5-yard line out of the deep eye set. They'll turn, they'll pitch it. It's coming to this near side. Stop going back the other way is Trey Sander. He drags a couple of Tigers with him, and a flag comes in on the pile at the end of the play as he's down to about the 1-yard line. See what that flag is about. He was gang tackled by about three Lennox Tigers that time.
And came in right where the play was happening, so it might be a face mask call here.
Well, they get half the distance to the goal, so they'll walk off about the from the toe to the instep is about as far as they'll go because he's down pretty close here. Spencer has a 20-0 first quarter lead over ADM tonight in high school football as well. So kind of a surprising score there in Class 3A. It's first down and goal. They get half the distance and an automatic first down with the personal foul. So first and goal officially from the 1 yard line as they line up in the eye. Pepper's under center. Drew will take the snap and take it himself and run right into the end zone for the Spartan touchdown. Right straight ahead behind big Brady Drees, and that was just too easy that time for Drew Peppers as he puts the third score, his second of the night, on the board here for the Spartans. This one coming from 1 yard out after the turnover created yet another opportunity here for the Spartans, and the penalty made it just that much easier.
Yeah, nothing tough about that one. Just give it to a good guy and go right up the middle.
Whoops, the snap is bobbled there on the extra point try. Drew Peppers, the holder, back looking to throw. Now still running. He's back by the 25. Now fires it high and deep into the end zone. It's batted around, incomplete. He just threw that one up for grabs, trying to find Tabor Anderson in the back of the end zone. So the pass is no good, and the score is now 20-0 with 11:31 left to play in the second quarter. Exira EHK has opened up a 20-0 edge over Lennox. We'll take a quick timeout. You're listening to High School Football on KJAM.
Since Ameriprise Financial was founded back in 1894, we have been committed to putting clients first, helping generations through tough times and good times, never taking a bailout. This is Jenny Johnson with Wiggus & Johnson. As an Ameriprise Financial Advisor, I remain true to our vision of always putting clients' needs first. Let me help you discover how you can benefit from the strength of a global financial leader and the heart of a one-to-one relationship. Call Wiggus & Johnson today with offices in Atlantic and Audubon. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Exira tonight as Zach Cleefoot will put a foot into it. Couple of men back deep inside the 5 yard line here for the Tigers as this kick is a high end over ender, and it will also carry into the end zone. That'll be a touchback, and the Tigers will have the ball on the 15 yard line as they'll go first and 10. Tigers have been hamstrung here a bit in the football game as they have been without on the last few opportunities without their star quarterback, Mason Peterson. Although Peterson is back into the lineup now. And he will have an opportunity here. The quarterback is football team again. Just a note here from Brett Johnson just a second ago. He said, interestingly, three of the four 3A District 1 teams trail by double digits here early tonight. Out of the eye set. Tigers will turn, fake the handoff. Peterson back, wants to throw. Steps up, now avoids the rush. Steps across, breaks through a tackle, gets across the 20-yard line, hops for a second, and then is upended by Trey Sander, who decided it was time for you to go down, young man.
Yeah, that was a big tackle. He really got a hold of that leg and drove him down to the ground hard. And now you can see the importance, though, of Peterson on the field. Just in one play coming back, he already makes an impact by picking up some good yardage. But he was brought down pretty hard. We'll see if he continues to hold up here.
Out to the 23, an 8-yard pickup on that first down carry for Mason Peterson. Second down two here for the Tigers. Clock running, 10:54 left to play here in the second quarter. It's a 20-0 lead for Exira EHK. No salt, a lot of peppers right now for the Spartans.
And a pretty good effort by both the Peppers boys and Trey Sander getting in the mix as well for the Spartans.
Out of the eye set once again. Peterson takes the snap, turns, and pitches it. This will be Rao out of the backfield and nowhere to go as he takes off around the right side this time, and he's wrapped up after just a short gain. They're going to put him right back the line of scrimmage. Thought he might have gotten about a yard, but it'll be no gain on the play. Back to 23. So third down and a couple here for the Tigers.
Yeah, Nick Pepper's wrapping him up, and just so far terrific tackling tonight by the Spartans. They're really wrapping up and absolutely just driving ball carriers to the ground.
Again, they'll run out of the eye. They need 2 yards to pick up the first down. Peterson under center. Takes the snap. He'll turn. He'll make the handoff, keep it himself, tuck it ahead. He's got the first down and a little more as he's out across the 25 and lunges forward to the 29-yard line. 6 yards on that third and two pickup, and he'll have a first down for the Tigers, and he'll get up limping once again. Going to be one of those nights, I'm afraid, for Peterson. No matter what he does, he's always going to be limping around out there.
Interesting note here for you again. Coon Rapids Bayard is now up 13-0 on Fremont Mills in the second quarter, and they've got the ball back in Fremont Mills territory, too. So they're really playing well tonight in Tabor tonight.
Backs are split this time as it's Montiel in there with Dustin Gordon out of the backfield. And we've got a flag as we've got some early movement there in the offensive line by the Tigers. And that will cost them 5 yards. So the illegal procedure call will move them back just a little bit.
That'll back it up.
Quite surprising scores as we've been chronicling here for you tonight. All the more reason to keep it tuned here to KJN. Brett will update you on everything we have going on around the area. We've got some spotters at all kinds of games for you tonight, and some of them will be checking in with us this evening at halftime, and Brett Johnson will update you on all that action. And don't forget, after our ball game tonight, Brett will be on in the studio till 11 o'clock this evening to get you updated on everything that happened on the first night of the playoffs. Pro set, first and 15 now, as Peterson back and looking to throw. Deep drop, here comes the rush. He floats it out to the far side, the ball's intercepted. Picked off, he threw it up in the air. Trey Sander picked it off at the 27-yard line. Comes back here across the field, inside the 20, 15, hesitates, now goes again, breaks another tackle inside the 5 and down to about the 2-yard line. Trey Sander with the interception and a 25-yard return, knocking on the door. That's a great individual effort there by Sander. The ball was just thrown up for grabs, and he just was there to make the play. But after that, the run after the pick was terrific. He's just bouncing off of tacklers. A lot of white shirts kind of standing around hoping that the other guy makes the play, and it wasn't happening. So he just kept trucking down that right sideline and able to get very close to getting into the end zone. They've got a great opportunity to score here quick again. They're going to mark that ball down on about the 2-yard line. So first and goal here for the Spartans out of the I set. It's Drew Peppers, the quarterback, takes the snap. Straight ahead he goes and into the end zone for yet another Spartan touchdown. He started right up behind his center. It was gummed up there. He bounced off, went left, got into the end zone, give him 2 yards. Drew Peppers into the end zone here for the third time tonight. My score sheet's starting to look a little familiar here. Drew Peppers touchdown run, Drew Peppers touchdown run. But give him credit, they're just taking advantage. That's each turnover so far they've been able to take advantage and put points on the board. They'll try the extra point. Nope, they'll pick it up. Drew Peppers is the quarterback and the holder. He'll take off himself and try to get in, and he does to the far side as he took the snap, got up, and took off into that far left corner of the end zone, and he gets the two-point conversion run, and that'll make it 28-0 in favor of the Spartans. More scores for you, too. An update when we come back. 9:01 left to go here in the second quarter. 28-0 Spartans. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
Don't trust just anybody trimming your trees this fall. Now is the time to call Kautsky Tree Care in Adair. Now is a great time to establish tree structure so you can have the most beautiful trees this spring. Kautsky Tree Care in Adair for all of your tree care and landscaping needs. They're ISA certified, experienced, and insured. They do removal, trimming, cleanup, and give free estimates. Give Paul or Amy a call at 712-249-9725 or Vernie Van Tiger at 712-249-8195. Kautsky Tree Care in Adair.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you on the roof of the booth here in Exira. 28-0, the home team with the lead, Exira EHK. Three turnovers they've received from Lennox, and they've scored on all three of them here tonight. And that's not a good way to go if you're trying to win a playoff football game. Yeah, and that's a recipe for disaster. They've been without Mason Peterson for a good chunk of the first half of this game as well. Their star quarterback, and just things have been going wrong. What could go wrong has gone wrong so far tonight for Lennox. Promise you some scores. We'll get them for you here right after this kickoff as Zach Cleefoot will kick it off. It's a high end over ender, and it will again sail into the end zone as Gordon takes it back deep. It'll be a touchback. Glidden Ralston now in the second quarter has opened up a 34-0 lead over Cumberland Anita Messina. Also tonight, it's Griswold in the second quarter leading Woodward Academy 33-0. Adair Casey up 21-7 over Wayne. That game at the end of the first quarter. And also it's West Marshall 35-0 over Red Oak. That game at the end of the first quarter. Well, you're wondering about that note there from Brett earlier, those 3A teams. It's Carroll with a 14-0 lead there in their ball game over Harlan. I'll get you those other scores in a moment. Peterson under center, has him in a pro set. He'll turn, he'll hand it off this time. Straight ahead, not much place to run is Dustin Gordon as he runs right into a couple of big bodies in maroon, and he's pushed back. It'll be no gain at the 15-yard line. And going back to those 3A scores there for you, it's Carroll 14-0 over Harlan in the second quarter. Lewis Central, the lone team with a lead, they're 14-0 over Lamar's in the first quarter. It's Bishop Heelan 10-0 over Preston, and Spencer leads ADM 20-0. Some surprising scores first night, you know, but in a lot of those cases, injuries playing a toll in some of these games in the first round. It's a long season, and sometimes injuries catch up to teams, and we're starting to see a little bit of that around the region tonight. Second down and 10. out of the gun this time. Peterson takes the snap, drops and wants to throw. Looks, here comes the rush. He's going to sprint out now. He ain't going anywhere. He's dumped way back near the goal line. He was spun around that time by Nick Peppers and nearly dumped in the end zone. They'll mark it at about the 2-yard line.
That's a big loss to take. You almost think that he really should have tried harder to do something else with the football to try to get rid of it, but boy, big loss, and yeah, he nearly almost went back in the end zone and cost his team points.
Boy, over at Adair tonight, 28-7, Adair Casey, the lead. Clayton Plowman, a 28-yard touchdown run this evening, has opened up, helped open up a lead now for Adair Casey. Third down and a lot back at the 2-yard line. They run out of the eye set this time and hand it off to the tailback, and this time it's Hugo Montiel straight ahead. Got a nice hole and gets out to the 14-yard line before he's tripped up, but that doesn't even quite get him back to the original line of scrimmage. It'll be 4th and 11, and the Tigers will have to punt it away.
And it looks like they're going to let Peterson kick it away here, even though despite the injury.
Tabor Anderson, Trey Sander back deep for the Spartans. They'll receive this punt as Peterson stands back near his own 2-yard line. He was on the sideline for quite a good time, so want to make sure you stretch a little bit too, get yourself loose once again. It's kind of a, I don't know, it's a very humid night here, and I think that's one of the reasons it feels as chilly as it does. But it's a little chilly out there, probably not for the players so much, but for the fans sitting up here in that breeze, yeah. For us, the broadcasters sitting up here, yeah. In that breeze, a little chilly tonight. Ready to go now. They whistle the ball in play. The snap is fine. Peterson gets the kick away. It's a high, wobbly tail dragger. Going to go over the head of Sander. He has to chase it back. He gets it at the 23, backpedaling, and he'll turn at the 15 and bring it back across the 30. Now across the 35 and out near midfield before he's wrapped up over on the far sideline. They'll mark him down at about the 38-yard line near midfield. Good field position for this next drive to start for the Spartans.
Yeah, all things considered, great field position. That was a really good kick. That was a good punt there by Peterson. Got a real good boot into it. Sander backing up, but be able to get around the end and get plenty of that yardage back.
About a 43-yard punt that time by Peterson from where it was fielded. So first and 10, they mark the ball at about the 38-yard line of the Spartans on their own side of midfield. They'll run two receivers over here to the right side as they line up out of the gun. Single back set. As Drew Peppers will take the snap, he'll hand it off to his brother Nick. Straight ahead, got a lot of room. Bounces out here to the right side. He's inside Lennox Tigers territory and finally grabbed from behind and yanked down by Peterson, but not until he gets all the way down near the 25-yard line.
A good hard, tough run that time there by the Spartans. Able to get around the end. Quick update for you as well. Madrid 8-0 now over EHST with 5 minutes left to go in the second quarter. That one.
So a 17-yard run on that play by Nick Peppers. First and 10. Now at the Lennox 25-yard line for Xyra EHK. Out of the gun. Oh, the snap goes right through Peppers' hands. He'll have to chase it down. In fact, he'll just dive and cover it. And they'll lose about a little more than the yardage they gained on that last play as they're going to mark that ball down back at about the 36-yard line.
Yeah, a good decision by Peppers, though, to get back there and just try to fall on top of the football, not to, you know, take a chance by trying to pick it up and make anything worse happen, to take the loss of yardage and move on.
Logan Magnolia now with a 14-7 second quarter lead over Audubon in a game that's probably a little closer than most folks maybe expected. Audubon playing some pretty good football here down the stretch. Excited to get into the playoffs last week. Won and had a few nice things happen for them. Trying to make the best of it here this week against a very good Logan Magnolia team. Second down and a whole lot. Pitch here to the right side out of the gun as they get it off now to Trey Sander, and he's run out of bounds as he gets across midfield. They'll mark him out inside the Tiger 35-yard line. So about a 9 or so yard pickup on that play, and it's going to be third down now and still very long. Third and about 19 to go. Just inside the 35-yard line of the Tigers. They need to get down to the 15 to pick up the first down.
Well, this is a weird situation for him. I haven't been in these many long situations here tonight. It's a new-looking type of play coming out here.
Empty backfield now out of the gun. Peppers has receivers both sides. Steps back. Now fires it high. Deep down the middle. It is. Oh, no, it's incomplete. Diving catch attempt there by Nick Peppers at the 10-yard line. It looked like he had it in the air, but it came out as he hit the ground. That was a nice-looking play down there on the lob down the middle. And we've got a Tiger down on the football field. Also, as it looks like Spencer Brown is still down back around midfield. So while they attend to him quickly with 5:38 left to go here in the half and a 28-0 Spartan lead, we'll take a quick 30-second break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
Miller Orthopedic announces their free walk-in sports injury clinic in Council Bluffs Monday through Friday, 9 to 10 a.m. all year, and Saturdays during the school year from 8:30 to 10 a.m., and close holidays and holiday weekends. Your initial sports injury evaluation is free. Additional charges may apply for x-rays, supplies, and follow-up visits. For details and directions, go to millerortho.com. A sports injury should be promptly diagnosed and treated by an experienced orthopedic sports medicine specialist at Miller Orthopedic. Remember, millerortho.com.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Exira tonight. It's been all Spartans here so far. Three Lennox turnovers have led to three Spartan touchdowns. They scored another as well, 28-0 right here, right now, here this evening in this first round eight-man football game, as Spencer Brown now up off the deck. And he'll walk off under his own power as he came up a little gimpy after that last play. Yeah, the Spartans had an opportunity that last play. It looked pretty comfortable. Brother, you go deep down the field, and I'll try to throw it to you. And Pepper threw a really nice ball, and Nick was there, just couldn't quite make the diving grab, and now we'll have to kick it away. The Dustins, Gordon, and Rao back deep, standing inside their own 10-yard line as Drew Pepper stands back on fourth and about 19 as he'll kick it away. So end-over-end are going to be taken by Rao over on the right side at about the 8-yard line. He gets out across the 15. As he caught a block and gets out to about the 17-yard line, about 9 yards on the return that time. Another couple of updates for you on scores. Carroll now 21-0. They lead the Harlan Cyclones tonight in a game at Merrill Field. And also tonight, West Marshall has opened up a 41-0 second quarter lead over Red Oak this evening. It'll be first and 10 for the Lennox Tigers with 5:27 to go here in this first half. They'll have the ball at their own 17-yard line. They run out of the eye, fake the handoff. Peterson back and wants to throw. Has time, steps up, fires down the middle. It's incomplete. He was intending that pass for Grant Christensen coming down the middle off end. Drew Pepper's back in coverage. And they had an opportunity to make that completion, but that ball was overthrown. Yeah, overthrown, and maybe a couple more steps. And Drew Peppers was looking at an interception, but he was just a little bit behind that ball, and yeah, it was overthrown. Not much of a chance for Christensen to make a play on it. So it'll be second down and 10. Quick update again for you. Derek Casey now 35-13 lead over Wayne this evening. That game being played over at Derek Casey High School. Second down and 10 from the 17 under center. Peterson wants to throw. Drops back, has a little time, steps into the pocket, fires it up. It's tapped away, and it's intercepted. It was tipped and then picked off. Picked off by Drew Peppers as they went up high. I didn't catch who tipped it. Somebody tipped it up in the air in coverage, and Peppers made a diving interception for the Spartans. So Drew Peppers with yet another turnover force, and the Spartans will get the ball at the 30-yard line of the Tigers.
I think it was maybe Tavor Anderson that got a piece of the football to bop it up in the air, and then yeah, Drew Pepper's right there to make a play on it, pick it off, and another turnover now here for the Tigers. They just keep hurting themselves.
That's their fourth turnover here on the night. 5:13 to go here in the second quarter, and the Spartans are dancing again. A receiver wide to either side, one in the slot right as they spread the field. The snap, Pepper's going to turn, fire it. It's Nick Pepper's. He catches it here in the gap and hustles forward, and Grant Christensen tripped him up as he stumbles forward for about a 7-yard pickup down near the 21-yard line.
Yeah, if not for that trip up, he's seeing the end zone right now. That was an ankle-saving tackle that time by Christensen.
Second and a couple here. They give him about 8 yards on that pick over here to the near side, so down near the 21-yard line. Second down and two. Again, same formation from the right hash mark. Pepper's out of the gun, snaps and takes the handoff this time as he gives it to Trey Sander. He's got room inside the 10, speeds his way into the end zone for another Spartan touchdown. Trey Sander with the quick run as he goes up the middle, 21 yards for the touchdown. And for the first time tonight, we write somebody's name other than Pepper's here on the score sheet.
Yeah, it's nice to get Sander in the mix, I guess. So you know those three guys were kind of the trio through all out the season, being able to do good things for the Spartans, and now they've all gotten in the end zone.
So the extra point try coming here for the Spartans after Trey Sander goes 21 yards on the run for the touchdown. We do have a penalty flag that hits
offside.
The floor. It's going to be an offside call against the Tigers, so half the distance to the goal. That'll really not have much of an effect at all. They'll move it ahead about a yard or so on the extra point try. Peppers, Drew Peppers to hold. Zach Clefoot to put a foot into it. Snap is fine. The hold is good. The kick is up, and it is good. 35-0. Spartans lead it. 4:34 left to go before halftime. We'll break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAM.
If your last experience buying a car took 3 to 7 hours to complete, if you find dental surgery more appealing than shopping for a car, then it's time for you to discover the Debtor difference. At Debtors, we don't use high-pressure tactics. We don't make you talk to 4, 5, or 6 different people just to get a price. We don't hide the keys to your trade-in, and we don't play games with you because we don't like to, and we're guessing neither do you. You'll know exactly what you bought and exactly what you paid for it. And with our low country overhead, we can meet or beat those high-pressure big dealer prices. Whether you're looking for a Chevy, Buick, GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, or Jeep, join the thousands of Atlantic area owners who are already enjoying the Debtor difference.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you here in Exira tonight. And with this kickoff, we're going to run into a running clock situation. Now, in 8-man football, the clock runs anytime after the first quarter. So the clock will start to run here, and it won't stop for except a couple of different reasons. A short kickoff taken at the 9, brought here to the near side by Rao, and he's out of bounds as he gets right out to about the 25-yard line. Nice little return there for the Tigers, as they'll have the ball here on the near side. They'll put the ball down at about the 24, first and 10 for the Lenox Tigers. The clock running, 4:15 left to go here in this first half.
And that's a new experimental rule here this season for 8-man football, to do that in the, starting in the second quarter for that running clock once you get up by 35 or more.
Well, the Tigers break huddle. Mason Peterson in a quarterback once again. He'll line him up under center. They'll run out of the I formation from the left side hash mark. The snap, the turn, the handoff is to the second man. No, it's not either. He kept it. Now he throws deep. Got a man. Cross midfield. It's down here to the near side. Still going inside the 20. Brought down at the 14-yard line on that long lob is Dustin Gordon as he took the pass. He faked to the fullback, faked to the halfback, then dropped back and waited for Gordon to clear. And it was only Drew Peppers who was able to stop him. They mark him down at the 13-yard line, a big pass play.
Yeah, Gordon, the guy that stepped in, was playing quarterback for a while for the Tigers. He gets the chance to be on the receiving end, and yeah, well-orchestrated play that time, and a big one, a 42-yard pickup there by the Tigers.
Nice pitch and catch. So first and 10 now for the Tigers as they try to attack with 3:10 left to go here in this first half. Again, they'll run out of the I set. Now we've got a whistle and a timeout asked for by the Spartans. That'll be their first timeout used here in the first half. So 3:07 left to go as the clock stops here in the second quarter. 35-0 Spartans back in a half a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
If you are in the market for a new home, now is a great time to buy. Hi, this is Debbie at First Whitney Bank in Atlantic. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low, and we are here to set you up with a loan that is just right for you. Along with our great mortgage rates, we also offer the convenience of telebank and internet banking services. And most important, you will experience excellent customer service. Rest assured, at First Whitney Bank, you, our customer, is our number one priority. First Whitney Bank, committed to providing you the best in banking services. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Have 3:07 left to play here in the second quarter tonight in Exira. Exira EHK, 35-0 advantage here over Lenox. The Tigers trying to get on the board here before halftime. After the big 42-yard pass play from Peterson to Gordon, they sit first and 10 now at the Spartan 13-yard line. Peterson will have a man wide here to the left side. Otherwise, they're in the eye behind him. He'll turn and fake the handoff. Wants to throw. Now steps up, going to take it himself. He's inside the, well, I thought he was going to get inside the 10. He got taken down right at the 10-yard line. Legs cut out from under him over there on the far side by Nick Peppers. Well, you can tell he's just got, you know, a couple extra steps missing here after that early injury. He's a little slow to get to those spots. He can see the holes, and he's getting there. He's just not quite got the speed to break out and get those extra yards. Well, they've reached halftime. Glenn Ralston leading 46-0 over Cam tonight in 8-man football. Second down, about 6 to go after the 4-yard pickup from the 10. Peterson under center, going to turn and pitch it. It's Rao here to the left side as he picks up about 3 more down near the 7. Before he's rolled up by a trio of Spartans. Tabor Anderson, Nick Peppers over here on the tackle. Joel Harris also in on the tackle there for the team in maroon. another 3 yards, so it'll be third down and about 3 yards or so to go. They'll line it up here on the left side hash mark, third and three for Lennox. Minute 55 left to go here in the half. Peterson under center, turns, fakes the handoff, got it in the backfield. Now going to fire wide open in the end zone and caught for the touchdown is Dustin Gordon as they faked up the middle, and Gordon just broke out of the backfield, and he was wide open over here on the near side. That's a 7-yard touchdown pass from Peterson to Gordon, and the Spartans get on the scoreboard.
Yeah, just another well-ran play. Kind of sneak out that receiver on the backside. You fake and then turn around and lob it down, and just nobody there on the coverage at that time for the Spartans.
Minute 50 left to go here in the first half as the Tigers get on the board here on the 7-yard touchdown pass. Extra point try coming now. It's Mason Peterson on to do the kicking. Snap is high. It's put down. The kick is blocked. Had no chance to get that one. Boy, he took a pretty good hit there as well as he made that kick. After the ball was blocked, the second man threw, ended up landing spot on top of him. So the extra point try, no good. 35-6, Spartans lead the Tigers. Minute 50 left here in the first half. We'll be back in 30 seconds. You're listening to High School Football on KJAM.
Western Iowa Insurance in Avoca, your authorized independent agents for Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa, is pleased to tell you about some great new features in Wellmark's health care plans, including an optional dental plan, a supplemental accident option, well child care coverage, plans with a prescription drug card program, and plenty more we don't have time to list. To find out more, call Western Iowa Insurance at 712-343-6332 today. Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Iowa is an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
Got a Class A halftime score for you tonight over in Logan. Logan Magnolia with the lead, but not by much. 21-13, they lead the Audubon Wheelers tonight. That game has gone to halftime this evening. Brett Johnson will update you on that game and many others here tonight. A little over a minute and a half away as we'll get to halftime here, not too far down the road, as Mason Peterson kickoff sails well deep into the end zone. It'll be a touchback, and the Spartans will have the football at their own 15-yard line to start this next drive. And a score that folks here are very interested in here tonight. Fremont Mills has made a comeback rally, and they're up now 14-13 over Coon Rapids Bayard in the second quarter of that game. If you remember a game we called earlier this year, the Spartans did struggle a little bit early against Coon Rapids Bayard as well, but we'll see how that one plays out. It looks like a fun game.
It looks like that one might be close most of the night.
Well, first and 10, they'll run out of the I formation as Drew Peppers will run the option, keep it himself. Now pitches at the last minute. It's on the floor, and Trey Sander has to go down and get it. He had trouble with that option pitch as Peppers, just as he was getting hit, pitched it quickly. It hit Sander right in the midsection. He couldn't come down with it. They end up picking up a yard as Sander has to just fall on it at about the 16-yard line. Under a minute and a half left to play here in this first half as the Spartans will have it second down and 9 from their own 16-yard line. And now we've got a whistle and a timeout asked for by Exira EHK. So we'll take another stop on the field with a minute 21 left, a 35-6 Spartan advantage. We'll take a short break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAM.
Online banking adds convenience to your life. Hi, this is Ellen at Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic, and we invite our members to check out a new and easy way to be a stay-at-home banker by visiting our user-friendly website, nishnavalley.com. We have free bill pay, e-statements, you can make transfers from one account to another, look at the status of a check, fill out a loan application, and even mobile banking, and it's all on one login. Check us out at nishnavalley.com. Nishna Valley Credit Union in Atlantic. Think beyond the bank.
42-13, Adair Casey has the lead now as that football game is getting closer and closer to halftime over in Adair. Adair Casey leading Wayne in that 8-man game, a 34-yard touchdown run by Clayton Plowman, the latest score for Adair Casey this evening. Here it's 35-6, Exira EHK has the lead over Lennox in this 8-man first-round football game. Exira EHK, the number one seed out of their district by virtue of winning their district title. Lennox got in as the 4 seed. That's why they're on the road here this evening. Spartans will run out of a single back set this time out of the gun. It's Pepper's going to keep it himself straight ahead. Gets across the 20 to the 21, about a 5-yard pickup just running off this right side. They'll hustle over to the sideline to get the play call from his coach and heads back out. It'll be on a timeout asked for now by Lennox, as it'll be third and a long three to go here for the Spartans. So 108 left. The clock stops again. We'll take another quick break. You're listening to High School Football on KJAF.
When was the last time you saw your insurance agent? Did you receive the personalized service you deserve? Well, don't settle for a faceless corporation. Call Insurance Services for one-on-one attention regarding your insurance needs. With their friendly local staff, you will find rates with Danish Mutual Insurance very competitive. Give Terry Peterson a call today at Insurance Services in Elkhorn, 712-764-6000. Competitive prices on all your insurance needs. That's Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Just a little more than a minute left to go here in the first half of this football game. We've already had a running clock for a little bit, and then Lennox is able to get down and score to take that off the board for the time.
Okay, John, we are good to go.
Okay, when do you want me to start?
Whenever you are set.
Okay, I'm ready. Down here in Griswold, between the Griswold Tigers and the Woodward Academy, started off with Griswold kicking off, Woodward Academy, first three and out. They tried a fake punt, did not make it. Griswold started on their own 48. With 9:05 left, a 33-yard TD run by Taylor Bryles, extra point was no good. Next possession for Griswold was three plays, a 20-yard run by Ken Clary with 6:28 left, went for two, and no good. Third possession for Griswold started at the Woodward Academy 27-yard line. In two plays, Ken Clary ran it both times, but with 3:59 left, and the extra point was good, so it ends at 19-0. The fourth possession for Griswold started at Woodward Academy's 23-yard line. Devin Bates passed the ball 6 yards to Caleb Shaw. Extra point good, 26-0. Woodward Academy finally got their first down with 43 seconds left to go in the first quarter. At the end of the first was 26-0. Starting the second quarter, first possession, Griswold started at Woodward Academy 36-yard line with 7:39 to go. A 39-yard TD run by Taylor Bryles. Extra point good. At the halftime, it is 33-0 Griswold over Woodward Academy.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, John.
You bet.
All right, I'll talk to you later then.
I'll do that after the end of the game then, too.
All right, sounds good. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Use it to their benefit. The lineup in the gun once again. Sander in motion. Fake the handoff to him. Drew Peppers will keep it. He goes left. Bounces outside. And a nice open field tackle over on that far side by Mason Peterson. Stops him just shy of the 35-yard line. And now the clock will stop again as we've got a timeout asked for once again by the Spartans with 11 seconds remaining. So again, we'll take a quick break. 35-6, Spartans waited. Back in a minute. You're listening to High School Football on KJAN.
This is Wayne at Wayne Hanson Real Estate and Crop Insurance in Elkhorn, and I'd like to talk to you about crop insurance. We don't just sell crop insurance, we service crop insurance. We will go out of our way to provide you the best service in the industry. We are now accepting new applications for the 2013 crop year. If you find yourself thinking of a new agent who will work for you, please give Wayne Hanson Real Estate and Crop Insurance a call in Elkhorn today at 712-249-1785. And remember, your coverage is only as good as your agent.
35-6 the score. Xyra EHK leading here on their home turf. They have the football right at about the 35-yard line, their own 35, with just the 11 seconds remaining here in this first half. So the Spartans will line it up. They'll spread the field this time. They'll run Peppers out of the gun. Two receivers right, two receivers left. From the 35, the snap. Pepper's going to run it himself. They try to spread the field. He'll come up the middle, breaks the tackle, cuts outside. He's got a man, Sander, blocking in front of him, breaks the tackle again, and is run out of bounds with 3 seconds left. Inside the 25 at about the 23-yard line. Spread the field and do what you can to find the opening. And if he could have got around that last block there by Trey Sander, he might have been looking at a whole lot more yardage. As it is, they're going to try a field goal. As Drew Peppers, with 3 seconds left, will set the football down right at the 30-yard line. This will be a 40-yard field goal try from the right hash mark by Clefoot. Snap is on the way. He puts it down. Clefoot fakes it, steps back, and Peppers wants to throw, but a great job defensively by Lennox to knock that one down, as Caleb Lang was all over that and got after Drew Peppers. He had a feeling they weren't going to bother trying the field goal attempt. It was all a ruse to try to see if they could get an easy long pass play here at the end of the half. And Caleb Lang with a nice tackle at the end of the half. But still, his team is going to head to halftime behind in the football game. 35-6, Xyra EHK has the lead here at halftime over Lennox. We're going to send it back to the studio here right after this commercial break, and Brett will have updates on some other games around the area, as he'll keep you up to stat on what's going on here in week one of the high school football playoff. 35-6, Xyra EHK leads Lennox here at intermission. You're listening to high school football on KJAF.
Every day, livestock owners and farmers rise early to begin their day of work. From nurturing the newest addition to their pasture to ensuring the production quality of each and every field, a farmer's job is never done. Fortunately, when your farm is covered properly with Western Iowa Mutual Insurance, the protection of your livelihood is done, and it's done right. Visit Western Iowa Mutual Insurance at www.westerniowamutual.com or 800-921-1823.
Our new Digital Basic and HD product is here and ready for you. We are excited to share this great new product with you. There are a lot of HD channels and whole home DVR. High definition channels will make your HD TV come to life and make your shows jump off the screen. Whole home DVR puts you in charge of your TV viewing. You get to decide what, when, and where. No longer will your shows be trapped on one TV. You may also choose to add movie multiplexes from HBO, Showtime, Cinemax, and Stars and Encore. Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection to it all.
Welcome back down to the KJAN studios in Atlantic. Brett Johnson joining you here for the halftime show on KJAN. Lots of things to tell you about here on the halftime show on KJAN, recapping lots of scores from all over the KJAN listening area. Let's start off and recap some of our scores here from the area. We'll start off with the Griswold Tigers, who currently have a nice start in their Class A playoff game, as Griswold is taking on Woodward Academy. Earlier, we had John Mosier on the line. He's got a report from Griswold, as they're currently at half down there in Griswold.
Down here in Griswold, between the Griswold Tigers and the Woodward Academy, started off with Griswold kicking off, Woodward Academy first three and out. They tried a fake punt, did not make it. Griswold started on their own 48. With 9:05 left, a 33-yard TD run by Caleb Riles, extra point was no good. Next possession for Griswold was three plays, a 20-yard run by Ken Clary with 6:28 left, went for two, and no good. Third possession for Griswold started at the Woodward Academy 27-yard line. In two plays, Ken Clary ran it both times with 3:59 left, and the extra point was good, so it ended at 19-0. The fourth possession for Griswold started at Woodward Academy's 23-yard line. Devin Bates passed the ball 6 yards to Caleb Shaw. Extra point good, 26-0. Woodward Academy finally got their first down with 43 seconds left to go in the first quarter. At the end of the first was 26-0. Starting the second quarter, first possession, Griswold started at Woodward Academy 36-yard line with 7:39 to go, a 39-yard TD run by Taylor Bryles. Extra point good. At the halftime, it is 33-0. Griswold over Woodward Academy.
So Griswold with all sorts of fireworks early, as they have a dominant start, 33-0 over Woodward Academy at halftime. Other Class A football playoff scores we have to report to you. This was an early second quarter score. We're still trying to get an update on this one. Madrid and AHST Avoca. Two old rivals hooking things up. Even though they're not really near each other, they still have crossed paths quite a few times. Madrid up 8-0. That was an early second quarter score. We'll try and see if we can get you an update on that one as we go on during our halftime show on KJAN. Also, another, well, somewhat surprising halftime score to report to you. Audubon only trailing Logan Magnolia by 8 points at halftime. As it's Loma with that halftime lead over Audubon, only 21-13, so maybe a little bit of surprise there in Class A. And the one other Class A playoff game that we're following is Underwood against Woodward Granger. Woodward Granger, a lot of polls have them among the top three or four teams in Class A football. And Woodward Granger, maybe a little bit closer than they would have liked. They're up 14-0 over Underwood. That is a halftime score in that game in Woodward tonight. Let's take a look at our Class 1A scores. Ogden and Tri-Center, they're off to a back-and-forth start. Second quarter score reported to us. We have Ogden trailing Ogden leading Tri-Center 14-13, so maybe an upset in the making there. Ogden over Tri-Center 14-13. Council Bluffs St. Albert, they're shutting out Pella Christian 13-0. That's a second quarter score. Van Meter has a 14-0 lead over Panorama. And West Central Valley leading Mount Air 7-0 in the first quarter. Last time we heard, it was a first quarter update, so maybe an upset there as well, as Mount Air went into that game with an undefeated record. Let's take a look at our Class 2A scores. We have West Marshall up on Red Oak 41-0 in the second quarter. West Marshall all over Red Oak. That Red Oak team that snuck into the playoffs as that last spot out of 2A District 8. And also out of Class 2A, we have Kemper Catholic up 28-0 over Gilbert, as Kemper Catholic trying to keep their undefeated season going. Class 3A now. Lots of surprises in Class 3A. It's interesting because basically everyone thought District 1 was easily the best district in all of Class 3A, but not so much the case early tonight, as three of the four teams from Class 3A District 1 are trailing in the second quarter by double-digit margins. How about that? Carroll up 21-0 over Harlan in the second quarter so far. Merrill Field has heard a couple of reports that Harlan just struggling to get any sort of offense going in that game. In fact, I think midway through the second quarter, Harlan only had two first downs total in that game. So Carroll off to a dominant start at Merrill Field, up 21-0 over the Harlan Cyclones. Also, we have Bishop Heelan Catholic, 23-13. They lead Creston in Sioux City this evening. And ADM, they're getting it taken to them by Spencer. Spencer up on ADM, 27-6. That is a second quarter score. So two of the four teams from District 1 are trailing by at least three touchdowns. Creston trails by 10 points. The lone team in District 1 that's having a good start is Lewis Central. They're up 14-6 on Lamar's in the second quarter. And ironically, Lewis Central actually on the road with that 14-6 lead. So a big, big surprise in Class 3A again. District 1 thought to be the best district in the entire state in 3A, but they're not looking too good so far, with three of those teams trailing by double-digit margins and two of them trailing by three touchdowns. How about that? Who saw that one coming? Let's take a look at our eight-man football scores. Exira EHK has a 35-6 lead over Lennox. That is a halftime score we have for us here on KJA in our broadcast game. Also, Coon Rapids Bayard, back-and-forth game between them and Fremont Mills. Coon Rapids Bayard up 19-14. That's a second-quarter score. Coon Rapids Bayard actually was up 13-0 early in that game. Fremont Mills scored two touchdowns to come back and make it 14-13. Heard a note that Fremont Mills actually switched quarterbacks in that game to get their offense going, but just before halftime, Coon Rapids Bayard had an 80-yard pass to move them inside the Fremont Mills 5-yard line, and from there they scored on a 1-yard touchdown run to go up 19-14 with just a couple of seconds left before the half. As soon as that happened, I had to come in here for the halftime show, so I'm assuming that might be a halftime score, but I can't confirm that yet. Either way, 19-14, Coon Rapids Bayard up on Fremont Mills with just a couple of seconds left in the second quarter last time we checked. Cam Cougars not having a good night against Glidden Ralston, as Glidden Ralston all over Cam 46-0, and that's still in the second quarter last time we checked on them. So not a good start for the Cougars tonight in their playoff game. Sydney, maybe a little bit of a closer game than they would like against Woodbine so far. Sydney leads Woodbine 22-7. Of course, Sydney, the District 8 champion in eight-man football. And one other eight-man score to report to you, Adair Casey, the Bombers, they're all over Wayne in the second quarter. 42-13, your score in that game tonight as well. Take a quick time out here on the halftime show. Come back and try to get you a couple of updates on scores before we send things back out to Chris Parks and Jim Field in Exira.
Your grandmother's antique hutch, the diamond ring from your mother, treasured family heirlooms. Hi, this is Tom Cannon from Danish Mutual Insurance Association in Elkhorn. Your home is your largest asset and holds the people and possessions dear to you. These special items, while irreplaceable, may require higher levels of insurance protection. Call your local Danish Mutual Insurance agent today for a review of your home insurance and experience our policy of working together.
Wings America Travel Center, your full-service stop. Whether it's fuel for your vehicle or yourself, we have it. Gas and diesel fuel for your car, pickup, or big rig. Quench your thirst or appetite with cold drinks, snacks, or deli sandwiches in the C-Store. Stop by the gift shop and view all their great items on display. If you're hungry for Mexican, Taco John's has it. Grab a great sandwich and shake at the Made Right, or visit the American Pie Cafe, our 24-hour full-menu restaurant. Wings America Travel Center, located at I-80 and Highway 59, exit 40 in Avoca, Iowa.
Halftime show here on KJAN. Let's give you one more rundown of the scores before we send things back out to Jim Field. And Chris Parks will begin in Class 3A. And currently they have gone to halftime at Merrill Field as Carroll still maintains that 21-0 lead over the Harlan Cyclones. Also, we have Sioux City Bishop Heal, and they're up 23-13 over Creston. That is a second quarter score. And it is also still Spencer maintaining a 27-6 halftime lead over ADM. The lone team from District 1 with a lead is Lewis Central. They're up on Lamar's 14-6 in the second quarter. Have a 2A score to report to you. It's gone to halftime. Kuemper Catholic leading Gilbert 35-0 tonight in Carroll this evening. Also have another score to report to you from Class 1A. IKM Manning with a close game with Hartley Melvin Sanborn 12-7. That's a halftime score, so undefeated IKM Manning. A little bit of a closer game than they might like. And also out of Class 1A, Mount Air and West Central Valley are tied at 7 at the half. Running down the rest of the scores in eight-man football, Coon Rapids Bayard 19-14 over Fremont Mills in the second quarter. Glidden Ralston leads Cam 46-0 in the second quarter. Sydney over Woodbine 22-7 second quarter. Adair Casey leads Wayne 42-13 second quarter there. Class A football, Griswold all over Woodward Academy, as we heard John Mosier report to us, 33-0 that halftime lead for the Tigers. Still waiting for an update on AHST and Madrid. Last time we checked, it was 8-0 Madrid over Avoca in the second quarter. Also, we had Logan Magnolia up at halftime over Audubon, only 21-13, so the Wheelers keeping it tough with Loma. And also Woodward Granger up 14-0 on Underwood. In Class 1A football, Ogden leads Tri-Center 14-13 in the second quarter. Another second quarter score, Council Bluffs St. Albert up on Pella Christian 13-0. Van Meter has a 14-0 lead over Panorama. And West Central Valley, again, and Mount Air in Class 1A football are tied at 7 at halftime. And that one, another bit of a surprise, since Mount Air undefeated and the number one seed out of their district. They are currently tied at 7 going into halftime. That is our halftime report here on KJAN. We'll take another quick one-minute timeout, send things back out to Jim Field and Chris Parks as they'll recap the first half of Exira EHK and Lennox, and also get you set for second half action. You're listening to high school football here on the station where your friends are, AM 1220 KJAN, FM 101.1, and streaming online at KJAN.com.
CropLife magazine lists Agrium Retail in Colorado as the top agronomy retailer in the U.S. with 918 sites. Crop Production Services is the retail division of Agrium. Our staff is ready to assist you with your agronomy needs. We realize one size does not fit all, and we are available to customize your needs for seed, fertilizer, herbicides, and fungicides. Call Keith, Bruce, or Mike at 549-2473 in Brayton and see what number one can do for you.
As a former athlete turned weekend warrior, a mother of three active girls, and a coach of several youth league teams, I am fully aware of how common sports injuries can be. This is Jody, office manager at Body Basics Chiropractic. Since working here, I have realized that there are far more injuries that can be helped by chiropractic than just sore backs and headaches. I never realized how quickly a sprained ankle could get better and that sore knees can be out of alignment just as easily as a low back. So whether you are a weekend warrior or an all-state athlete, before letting your performance suffer, Call 254-BODY to get your body back to the basics.
Tired of your current internet provider? Cumberland Telephone Company has recently upgraded their wireless high-speed internet and expanded to Fontenelle and Greenfield. If you are looking for a fast and more reliable internet provider with no contracts, no installation fee, and free 24/7 tech support, call Vicki or Eric at 888-774-2221 and see what Cumberland Telephone Company can do for you today.
Jim Peel, Chris Parks back with you here in Exira. Tonight we're at halftime, 35-6. The Spartans with a lead over the Tigers here tonight. And as we said before, they might be playing a little salty tonight, but it's been a lot of peppers here this evening in Exira for the Spartans tonight, as they've really done a pretty good job and put most of the points on the board here early.
Yeah, they really have done a great job, and they've been running their offense well once they got going. Having some big plays from all their star players that you really expect to contribute, to both the Peppers boys and Trey Sander, all into the end zone here in the first half for the Spartans. And they're taking advantage of the mistakes as well on the other end. Lennox has had four turnovers, and the Spartans are taking advantage of them and putting points on the board. So you got to give a lot of credit to them on both sides of the football to be able to be in the position they are here at halftime.
Yeah, two fumbles, two interceptions by the Tigers, all four of those ending up in the end zone on the other side, turning into points for the Spartans. And that's probably got to be the most disappointing thing for Coach Alan Dukes. They played a little bit of the first half without their star quarterback, Mason Peterson, who dinged up it looked like an ankle over there on that right side, but after a few possessions, he was able to get back on the field, and he's played effectively since he's come back, but it's just hard to turn the ball over like that against a very good team and give them a short field to work with, and they've paid for it tonight.
Yeah, they really have, and yeah, not only have they been turnovers, but turnovers that left the Spartans with very short fields to work with. Even early on in the game, a punt return was deep into the territory of Lennox, and it just seems like they've been kind of behind the eight ball the entire game as far as field position goes too. So it's been a combination of bad luck here tonight for Lennox, and they just haven't had much going in the right direction.
Well, I'll tell you what's going in this direction would be that fog and the wind. A little bit of that smoke from the grill here tonight too, but it's a kind of a foggy, hazy night here tonight, and that wind blowing right down the field. So it's been one of those kind of spooky nights. You can tell it's getting close to Halloween.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and it's getting cooler out there too. You mentioned the very humid air, and I think that moisture is making it a lot chillier out here. I didn't expect for folks to have the stocking caps and mittens, but boy, it's about that cold here this evening.
And a lot of blankets out here tonight. Unfortunately, none up here where we're sitting. Getting ready for the second half to start. The Spartans will have the ball first to start this second half of play. And again, just quick recap of the scores for you. Drew Peppers, three touchdowns in the first half, all running. 13, 1, and 2 yards. Nick Peppers with a 2-yard touchdown run. Trey Sander, a 21-yard TD run for the Spartans. The only score, a Peterson to Gordon, 7-yard touchdown pass for Lennox late in the first half. So we're about ready to go to the third quarter. Chris Parks has the call for you.
And we're going to get ready to put a boot into it here, as it'll be Mason Peterson to kick things off. The Spartans did win the opening toss. They deferred to the second half, so they'll get the football here to start the second half of play. And they'll be working from left to right here as we start the second half of football. Lennox with their road white uniforms, the black and gold lettering and trim, black pants, black helmet with the Lennox in gold on the side of the helmet. And then for the Spartans are in their home maroon tops with the white lettering and trim and the black pants, the black helmet with the Spartan logo on the side. And the officials just getting ready now to blow things in here to play. We're down to the last minute here to go before we get things kicked off as they wait for the official halftime time amount to run off the clock. And I don't want to let you know that you need to be tuning in here to us, and there's multiple ways to do that. AM 1220, FM 101.1, also on the web at KJN.com. We have an iPhone app as well, and we do have availability on the TuneIn Radio app on Android as well. If you download that, looking for KJN, you can listen to us there. And also follow along on our website at KJN.com on the sports page is Brett Johnson. When he gets those scores, he puts them up on the web for you as well. And we got lots of updates coming in here for you, including one. Madrid tonight, up in Madrid. It's Madrid and AHST. Madrid has an 8-0 lead at the end of the third quarter, so a tight ball game there tonight between those two teams.
The opening second half kickoff went back 90 yards for West Marshall by Furch, so he's having a big night, and so is West Marshall. They lead Reno 48-0 now, again, that game early in the third quarter.
And now the clock is going to get reset here and ready to go here for third quarter action. 35-6 here. The Spartans lead it here at the halftime break. We're just about ready for the second half kickoff. That score, once again, is down under that 35-point mark, so there'll be normal timekeeping here until the Spartans would maybe get it back up above 35. That would be reinstituted here. Here's the kickoff by Peterson. It's a deep one. Be taken back at the goal line here by Trey Sander. He's going to try to go to the right side all the way across the field. Breaks one tackle, now slips by another. Coming back towards the middle, and the first man that had a chance to get him gets him from behind this time as they come back around and make the tackle that time. It's number 23 there, Josh Mitchell, for the Tigers making the play.
What a nice effort by Mitchell. He missed the initial tackle attempt but didn't give up on it. He rolled over, got up, and chased him down from the backside and made that tackle. So first and 10 for the 15.
But now it's the first down here for the Spartans to start off their first offensive possession of the second half. Eye formation stack. They're going to turn. They're going to hand it off to the deep back and trying to find some running room with Sander, and he's got some. He's going to stop now and try to cut it back in again, get a couple extra yards, and then he's pushed out of bounds as he gets first down yardage out past the 25-yard line to the 26, and that'll move the chains.
Nice run there by Sander. Two hands over the football till he was able to clear the pile that was in front of him, and he made a couple of quick moves. Almost slipped and fell there when he tried to make his cut back, but stayed his feet, got the first down.
So a first down run there on the first play for the Spartans here on the second half as they move here from left to right. 35-6, your score. The Spartans lead it here. Split backfield. They're going to turn, hand it off to Nick Peppers. He's got a big hole up the middle, and he runs right over the tackler but falls down with him. And a good hard run by Peppers as he picks up about 8 on the play. And he ran into the defensive back that time and ran him right over. That was Dustin Rao there on the tackle.
A good hard run by Nick Peppers. Once he gets going, he's awful quick. Put his head down and just bowled his way forward for the extra yards. And it looked like he kind of wanted, was looking for that contact there with Rao that time.
So now they'll line things up here on a second down and 2 to go. Eye formation again here for Drew Peppers. He's going to turn, hand it off to the deep man, Sander, this time. He's got some room, breaks the tackle, gets out past midfield, dragging the pile, and gets out to the 38-yard line of the Tigers. Another first down here for the Spartans as they continue to work hard with that running game.
Yeah, another good hard run by Sander. Keep the two hands over the football. Last thing you want is to turn it over. And then he put his head down and put a little number on somebody at the tail end of that run.
10:45 left to go, third quarter. 35-6, Spartans the lead and a first down here at the 38 of the Tigers.
Grizzled Chris is now a 39-0 over Woodward Academy. That's in the third quarter, and also 62-0. Lynn Ralston leads Cam in the third quarter.
First down play here for the Spartans. They'll turn. They'll hand it off to the deep back. And trying to cut back towards the middle is Sander. He's wrapped up by the ankle, though. Pretty good job flying down that time on the inside by the Tigers as it was Caleb Lang getting a hold of his leg and not letting go. Just a couple yard gain.
Well, he held on to that like you used to hold on to your teddy bear. He was not letting go.
Don't take that away from me, please. And he was able to bring him down, but he had to wait for a while to get some help to bring him down because he just was laying on the ground holding on to his ankle. So second down and 8 to go here for the Spartans as they'll line up in an I again. Drew Peppers up under center. Here's a snap. He's going to turn, can run the option and keep it himself. Well, he tried to pitch it at the last minute, and he did. He popped it out. Trey Sander picked it up. He's got running room down the right side. Down to the 10, the 5, and it's going to be a touchdown on what was a busted play for the Spartans as they run it in from 38 yards out for the score.
That was the worst pitch in the history of option football, but it turned into the best result you could have, a touchdown run, as he got rid of that ball just at the last minute. Really pitched it to no one. It landed on the ground, and I think a lot of the kids from Lennox kind of gave up on the play. And Sander picked it up and ran it right up the sideline untouched for the touchdown. It went 37 yards on the score.
9:48 left to go here in this third quarter. And now a flag here on the extra point try. It comes out right away as Fleetfoot put it through, and the flag came out early. And we'll see what the penalty is here. But once again, 9:48 left to go here in this third quarter. And Trey Sander there with a heads-up play and picking up that late pitch that fell on the ground from Drew Peppers and ran it down the sideline, 37 yards for the touchdown run. And it is going to be a legal procedure here against the Spartans. So it'll back them up 5 yards, and we'll have to try the PAT again. So Cleefoot now will put a boot into it. A little deeper back at the 15-yard line as well. They'll spot it down. 25 yards here on the PAT try. They hold down, the kick up on the way, and it is going to be good. So he puts it through again. It's now A 42-6 lead here for the Spartans over the Tigers. 9:48 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. Listening to high school football on KJAN.
For all your welding and fabrications on all types of metals, come to Dan's Welding Service in Cumberland. Dan Ancy, owner-operator, can repair most manifolds and castings with Utiloy system. He can make all sizes of hydraulic hoses and does machine work with vertical mill and lathe. Stocks major bearings and can meet most of your bolt and chain needs. Dan's Welding Service also has portable welding available. Call Dan at 774-2215 or stop by Dan's Welding Service on Main Street in Cumberland.
Welcome back here to Exira, and the Spartans regain a 35-point or more margin here as it's 42-6. They lead it here over Lennox. So we'll have a running clock now here once again, and they'll put a boot into it. It's going to be Cleefoot to put a boot into it, and it's going to be Rao back deep, and it's actually going to be the other Dustin this time taking it around the right side, Dustin Gordon, and he gets into a pile and brought down hard as he gets out near the 20-yard line. A big hit over there on that far side. It'll be first and 10 for the Tigers at the right at the 20-yard line.
16 yards on the return that time for Gordon. The Tigers desperate to get something started. That clock just started. That's one thing that starts now is it'll continue to run. And if they can't get this back under 35 points again, their opportunity for any kind of a rally will disappear because the clock will disappear in a hurry.
First down at 10 now here for the Lennox Tigers as they'll line up here in an I formation here for Mason Peterson. Here's a snap. They're going. Actually, the ball fell on the ground on the snap. It's down in a pile. They're trying to fight for it, and we'll see who has it. I think the Spartans may have recovered.
Tepper came out of there with it. Did he have the football? Did he recover it?
Officials still talking about it. They haven't signaled. They're still, you know, they're signaling second down. So I must have said that he was down before with possession.
Don't bring up. Down
it was a fumble
nine.
Of the snap, and Peterson was trying to get right back on top of it.
Yeah, he never had the ball. That ball kind of came up on him a little bit and hit him in the chest and then ended up on the ground, and apparently he was able to cover it up before Peppers was able to wrestle it away at the bottom of the pile.
And he ends up gaining just a few inches on the play, and it's going to be second down and still about 10 to go here for the Tigers. They'll line up in a split backfield this time. Peterson takes it, turns the handoff, and nowhere to go in the backfield. A good wrap-up back there by the Spartans as they flew through the line to make the play. And once again, it's Nick Peppers flying in there to make the tackle. It's going to be no gain on the play.
Yeah, Peppers was first in there. Tabor Anderson in there as well to help out. Yeah, good all-around play. They hit him just about the time he got the football out of that backfield.
Third down and 10 coming up here for Lennox. It's 42-6. Spartans have the lead with 8:01 left to go here in this third quarter. And that running clock rule in place. I formation stack this time here. Here's a snap. They're going to turn, fake the handoff. Peterson rolling out to his right, looking to throw. Has lots of time. Now throws it deep down the left side of the field. He's got a man out there. The catch is made by Dustin Gordon. The defender falls down, Drew Peppers, and they're just trying to chase him down. One man to beat. He's going to outrun him to the end zone on the other side of the field as they hook up on the strike from all the way on the other side of the field at the 20-yard line. So it's going to be a 60-yard touchdown hookup that time between Mason Peterson to Dustin Gordon.
Second hookup of the night. This one considerably longer from 60 yards, and that was where the wind really helped as Peterson rolling right saw Gordon and beat two men here back to the left side. He just fired that high and let the breeze blow it deep. Good pass play. Don't try to throw it at him. Just throw it up and let him go get it. And Gordon able to run under that and then outrun the coverage for the touchdown.
So now the extra point try coming up here for the Tigers. They're going to go for two. And they'll line things up in an eye stack here. Peterson barking out the signal. Is going to turn, fake the handoff, now looking to throw. Throws one out on the far side towards the corner. Over in the head of the intended target, Hugo Montiel. It's going to be incomplete. So the two-point conversion fails. And it'll be 42-12 here. The Spartans with the lead. 7:40 left to go, third quarter. We'll take a break. You're listening to high school football on KJAN.
When you spend serious money on your off-road equipment, you need a fuel that protects your investment. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel keeps you in the field, reducing downtime and improving efficiency. Its complete high-quality additive package addresses the needs of existing engines and new engine technologies designed for stricter EPA standards. Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel, the product of refined thinking.
Get your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster Premium Diesel Fuel at 21st Century Co-op in Messina, Fontenelle, Greenfield, Cumberland, and Atlantic.
And welcome back here to Exira. A big pass hookup that time there by the Lennox Tigers. 60 yards on the bomb from Peterson to Gordon. Mason Peterson to Dustin Gordon. 60-yard connection. Two-point conversion failed, and it's 42-12, 7:40 left to go here in the third quarter.
Get you some scores real quick. Griswold now 39-0 over Woodward Academy in the third quarter. Cam trailing Glidden-Ralston, but they're on the board. It's 62-8 now.
And here's the kickoff now here by the Lenox Tigers. It's going to go up over the head of Sandry. He got a hand on it, but it went into the end zone. It'll be a touchback out to the 15-yard line for the Spartans.
And one more score for you. Carroll has just intercepted a pass and taken it into the end zone. They lead Harlan 28-0.
That's definitely one of the shockers of the night as the Carroll Tigers with a big lead at Merrill Field tonight.
Harlan's never lost a first-round playoff game. Say it while you can.
It's pretty impressive stat, and it looks like it's got a good chance to go down here tonight. That's in the third quarter. 7:40 left to go here in the third here, and it's 42-12, and the Spartans now will hand it off, and Trey Sander has a big hole. He's going to run through a tackle and roll out past the first down marker, past the 25 to the 27, as he carried tacklers with him on the outside there. They got a hold of him, Caleb Lang, and also Mason Peterson helping to combine on the stop, but he drug defenders with him a couple extra yards.
Wes Marshall now after three quarters, 48-0 over Red Oak tonight.
First down here for the Spartans. 7:25 left to go here in the third quarter. Drew Pepper is going to line things up under center in a split backfield. Going to turn. They're going to hand it off to Nick Pepper. Has a big hole. Breaks through one tackler and then gets hit and brought down as he picks up about six on the play. They'll bring him down at about the 33-yard line.
Good hard run straight ahead. Get the yardage when you can. Take 6 yards every time if you can get it.
Second and four coming up here for the Spartans.
32-yard line.
Peppers will get the play from the sideline and run it back onto the field. Feel that foggy, cool night here tonight in Exira. But the Spartans are loving it so far. High formation stack. They're going to turn. Fake the handoff to one man. Now give it to Sander through the second man, and Dustin Gordon was right there, though, that time at the hole to meet him and bring him down for a loss of a yard on the play.
A whole bunch of Tigers there, but, yeah, Gordon was the first one there and grabbed his leg, so he couldn't go any further and just looked a little bit tentative on that play up the middle. Good job by the Lenox defensive front because there was really no hole to run through.
Third and five coming up now here for the Spartans after the one-yard loss. And they're going to line up here this time in a shotgun look. Two men in the backfield offset. Here's a snap. They're going to run with Drew Peppers with two blockers in front of him. He's got the first down and then some. Gets out past midfield. Breaks one tackle, sidestepping down the sideline and brought out of bounds right at about the 30 or the 25-yard line. And a good run by Drew Peppers to get the first and a bunch more.
Yeah. Just run your quarterback, snap it to him, and everybody block and let him go. He's a good runner anyway, but when he gets all that beef out in front of him late blocking, it's pretty tough to stop that.
You already have an experienced line, and then you line up two tough backs like Nick Peppers and Trey Sander in front of you to lead the way, and you've got a pretty good hole to run through, and he did that time. He gets out. They mark it at the 24-yard line, so here's first and 10. They're going to turn, pitch it to Sander, left side, has the corner, gets out there to the 20, 15, and he's caught from behind. They got him on the shoulder right as he tried to make the final cut on the edge. And he's brought out of bounds as he gets to the 13-yard line, but it's the first down.
You know, that's the thing about Exira EHK. Everybody says, gee whiz, you guys came really from out of nowhere. You're a young team. Well, they're only young in the backfield. They've got five guys across the front. Four of them are seniors. One's a junior. It's a very experienced team out there, and these kids have played a lot of football over the years. So don't kid yourself thinking that the quarterback's a sophomore, the two running backs are juniors, just because that they're a young team. They're a seasoned ball club. Yep. Seasoned with peppers.
Yeah. We're going to sneak this one right ahead, straight ahead this time. Drew Peppers, he breaks out of a tackle, and he's into the end zone for a touchdown. And gets a little pepper shake and bake there that time as he gets right through the middle of the line and shakes off a tackler. He was just kind of backpedaling there for a moment, broke the grasp of the defender, and into the end zone there for the touchdown run as they get it in there that time from 12 yards out on the touchdown scamper by Drew Peppers.
Yeah, that one happened real quick. Just take the snap and go straight ahead and don't even look back. And that was pretty easy pickings that time for Peppers.
So now they'll line things up here for the extra point. It's going to be a hold down, and the kick is on the way, and it is good. As Cleefoot puts it through, it's now a 49-12 lead here for the Spartans. 5:47 left to go in the ball game here in the third quarter, actually, here. We'll take a break and come back with more. You listen to High School Football on KJAS.
Harvest season is just about over, and it's time to start preparing for next year. A&M Green Power in Messina is here to help with our overhaul service package. The complete overhaul service package includes genuine John Deere parts, a one-year warranty on all parts and labor, and a free engine overhaul kit. Call 712-779-2228 today to schedule your overhaul service package. A&M Green Power Group. Experience the power of green.
Welcome back here after the touchdown run. Drew Peppers ran it in here. Sneak right up the middle and caught Lennox off guard there on the run. 13 yards on the score that time for Drew Peppers, and it's now a 49-12 ball game. So kind of trading scores there for a moment between these two teams. 5:47 left to go here in this third quarter. A boot into it by Cleveland. It's going to be a deep kick taken out back near the goal line this time as they'll try the right side. A big run by Dustin Rao. He's got some space, cuts it back towards the middle of the field, and he's hit and brought down as he gets out past the 35 to the off the 37-yard line. And they're able to bring him down. Cleefoot, the kicker, ends up making the tackle, but a pretty good return that time by Rao.
A solid run back up the far side. Logan Magnolia has now opened up a 34-13 lead over Audubon. That came in the third quarter.
First down now here for the Tigers as they take over. I formation set here once again. And they're going to turn, fake the handoff to one man, fake it to the second man, and now looking to throw here. A flag is going to come out, and a pass is going to be incomplete on that far side as Dustin Rao was the intended target for Peterson. But there was a Brady Trees laying on the ground after some contact, and there was a flag that came out right near him. And we'll see what the call is here.
Yeah, both men came out of the backfield, Gordon and also, along with Gordon, it was Rao out of the backfield. Rao got caught up in traffic, though. It took him forever. I think he was the intended receiver going down the middle and then cutting right. He just got caught up in all the traffic inside and wasn't able to get to where he was. Peterson looking all over for him, couldn't find him. In the meantime, over here on the near side, you had Brady Drees getting tied up with Dustin Gordon, who was the safety valve over here on this near left side.
Yeah, they got tied up, and they're going to call him for defensive holding, so that's going to be the call here against the Spartans. Be a free first down here for the Tigers, and we'll move it into Spartan territory at the 32-yard line. First down play now coming up here after the penalty. I formation look here for Mason Peterson. Here's the snap. They're going to turn. They're pitching left side. Rao trying to cut back towards the middle, and nowhere to go. He's suplexed to the ground that time as Nick Peppers is being an absolute beast at that linebacker spot here tonight on the defensive side of the ball. There's been multiple times he's grabbed guys and lifted them off the ground before he's stuffed them in the turf.
Wow. Those are the kind of moves that the Crusher used to put on Bugs Bunny in the old cartoons. A couple of scores for you again real quick. Actually, three of them. Carroll now with a 28-7 lead over Harlan. Harlan on the board. Madrid AHST tied in the fourth quarter at 8 apiece. And Coon Rapids Bayard 25-20, third quarter over Fremont Mills.
Lennox takes a timeout, so we'll take a quick break. 3:36 left to go in the third quarter. 49-12 Spartans lead. This is high school football here on KJAN.
At Farm Bureau, we make it easy to protect the important things, like your home, family, and future.
I'm Farm Bureau agent Kim Buschwerner in Atlantic, and I make insurance simple. One policy lets you combine and save when you protect your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. And one deductible can cover everything if you have a loss. I can show you how simple insurance can be. Contact me, Kim Buschwerner, your local Farm Bureau agent today.
Farm Bureau makes insurance simple.
And welcome back now here to Exira as the Spartans lead this one 49-12. 3:36 left to go here in the third quarter. A timeout taken there by Lennox, and that's one of the few things that'll stop the clock right now, a timeout or an injury. And now we'll see the Tigers take over here on second down. A big tackle on that last play by Nick Peppers, doing his best Hulk Hogan impersonation with the patented body slam and getting Rao down to the ground. Second down play here, and they're going to line up in a split back this time for the Tigers. And they're going to turn. They're going to pitch it right side. It's a pitch to Dustin Gordon trying to cut it upfield. He's wrapped up and brought down after a couple of yard gain. Pretty good play on the outside once again defensively for the Spartans as Drew Peppers coming up to help make the stop.
They made the pitch going to Gordon on to the right, but everything else seemed to go to the left. It seemed like they kind of left him all alone out there. Kind of an odd-looking play as he didn't have any lead blockers out in front.
Good ball games going on around the state tonight. Coon Rapids Bayard leads Fremont Mills 25-20 in the third quarter. That's a tight one. Third down play, about 8 yards to go here. The fake handoff, their drop back, look to throw in the play action. Peterson has time, throws it deep downfield, and a diving catch is not made. The intended target out there was number 42 for the Tigers as they try to throw it out over the middle. And flag comes out as well.
Pass incomplete, but there's a flag downfield.
I don't have a 42 on my roster either, so not sure who that intended receiver was there that time. The flag comes out here, and they're talking things over here with the Spartan defense. And they're still trying to decide what the call is. It's going to be a defensive holding here once again against the Spartans. So I guess they're explaining the call to the defense instead of asking them what they wanted to do. And it's going to be a first down here for the Tigers. That'll move it out to the 20-yard line of the Spartans. So a couple of those calls here on this drive have kept it alive for Lennox. 49-12. Spartans lead it 2:02 left to go, third quarter.
Spartan 20-yard line.
High formation set here as Mason Peterson lines up under center. Here's the snap. He's going to turn, fake the handoff, dropping back again, play action. Pass out in the flats. Catch is made. Dustin Gordon bounces off one tackler, spins off another. He's got some running room, and he's caught by the backside, but he is called into the end zone. It looked like he may have been down right at the one as he was caught from behind that time on the play by Nick Peppers, but they're going to call it a touchdown catch, and that'll be another score on the board here for Lennox.
That's the third time Peterson and Gordon have hooked up for a touchdown. This one from 20 yards away, and yeah, it did look like he was tackled about the four. He was grabbed by the legs, and looked like his knee may have been down before the ball got into the end zone, but the officials call it touchdown Lennox.
Peterson to Gordon. And now they're going to go for the two-point conversion. Dropping back, looking to throw. Peterson across the middle. Has a man. The catch is made there as he gets it to Kale of Lang right across the middle of the end zone. The two-point conversion, good. And now that makes the score here by a score of 49-20. The Spartans with the lead here. 1:43 left to go in the third. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to high school football here on KJAN.
Since 1964, Atlantic Motor Supply has supplied Southwest Iowa with top-quality Napa auto parts. Hi, Kelly Schlake here. No area auto parts supplier has more ASE-certified parts specialists. Our highly trained and experienced professionals are here to help you get the job done. With over 100 years combined experience at Atlantic Motor Supply, our goal is the right part the first time. Overnight delivery is available on special order and hard-to-find parts. Atlantic Motor Supply in downtown Atlantic.
Welcome back here to Exira. The Tigers got on the board again. They hook up from 20 yards from Mason Peterson to Dustin Gordon, and now they'll kick things off into the end zone. Their two-point conversion was good as well as Peterson hooked up with Caleb Lang as in, and they made it a 49-20 ball game now here. 1:43 left to go in the third quarter. A couple of defensive holdings on that last drive by the Spartans that kept it alive for the Tigers, and they take advantage. They're hanging around, still kind of bouncing back and scoring a few times here in the second half.
Well, they've gotten it back under that magic 35-point mark, so the clock will stop.
And now the Spartans will line things up first and 10 from the 15 here, and now a flag comes out here before the play gets going. And a little movement up front here against the Spartans will move them back 5 to the 10.
We lined up offside.
Lined up offside. So no movement, just lined up in the neutral zone. Bounce it back here to the 10-yard line, so it'll be first and 15 for the Spartans here.
Against the Spartans.
1:42 left to go here in this third quarter. It's a 49-20 lead for Xyra EHK over Lennox. Up under center, here's Drew Peppers. Going to drop back, and he hands it off on the delay to Nick Peppers. He's fighting through tackles. A hard run to get a couple of yards. Pretty good tackle that time. A couple of players flying in there. Chase Main comes up that time to help lay a lick on him that time and make the stop after a gain of a couple.
Grizzled 46-0. About halfway through the fourth quarter in that football game as they lead Woodward Academy. That game at home tonight at Grizzled.
Second down, 13 yards to go after a couple-yard gain there on first by the Spartans. Out at their own 12-yard line. Shotgun look this time for Drew Peppers. Motion in the backfield. They fake the handoff. Peppers keeps it himself, going left side. Has some hole. Running room. Breaks out of a tackle. Trying to spin forward. Now they push him backwards. And see where the market's progress stopped. Not sure. Yeah, the market's out about the 21-yard line or so is where his momentum was stopped by the defense.
So
a pretty decent gain on the play. It'll bring up third down and about 3 yards to go here.
Red Oak's on the board tonight, 48-6. West Marshall now leading Red Oak. Red Oak, their first ever playoff game tonight. Obviously, their first ever playoff touchdown.
Third down play now here for the Spartans as they'll line up in a shotgun look. They're going to line up and run behind the two backs. Peppers keeping himself, has some running room, gets the first down, caught from behind and wrestled down as he gets out past the 30 to the 31-yard line. And chasing from behind is Hugo Montiel to help make the tackle there for the Tigers. But another good play there as they just line up Peppers and Sander offset to the right side and run right behind him.
Yeah, good. It's a good-looking play. Just get them back there behind all that traffic, and it's just hard to find them. And they move so well. He accelerates so quickly, too, here once he gets the open lane. And, you know, even if he doesn't have a lot of room to run, just stay behind the big bodies in front and give yourself a lead going to the fourth quarter.
And that is going to do it here for the third quarter of play. So it's 49-20. Xyra EHK leads Lennox here after three. Jim Field will have the call of the fourth quarter coming up for you here in just a moment. You're listening to High School Football on KJN.
Now that you're all set up with your brand new Sony TV, it's time to get the toys to go with it. We have surround sound systems to make you feel like you're actually in the stands. Can't get enough football? Well, get signed up with Dish Network and get all the football channels in high definition and record them with your new DVR. And while you're at it, get a Blu-ray DVD player too. Get hooked up with the latest toys for your brand new Sony TV. Stop in at the TV store at 907 East 7th Street or call 712-243-3032.
Jim Field, Chris Parks back with you as we get ready for fourth quarter action here. The other side of the bracket here tonight, another game these folks here would be interested in. Fremont Mills has now retaken the lead over Coon Rapids Bayard. That's got to be late in the third quarter. 28-25 the score. The Knights with the lead over the Crusaders. Also a final just in. Glidden Ralston has defeated Cam tonight by a final of 62-8. That game up north this evening. We go to the fourth quarter here. It's 49-20. Xyra EHK with the lead that they have held since nearly the opening kickoff here tonight. As they've been out front by a pretty fair